from the most connected city in the universe, this is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
That intro wasn't even planned, and it worked out perfect because there is definitely something in the air tonight in the studio, and I think it's coming from that side of the room.
That side of the room, definitely.
That side of the room. I'm not pointing on my side of the room. Hey, it's the Smart sitting in for David Lawrence. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
Why are you not working, Miss Jennifer, today? Where are you? Did you unplug your cable? Check your cable. This one. Uh-huh. Hey, jiggle the cable.
Hey, that was the cable that you said last night she should leave unplugged because you were going to put a washer or something.
Yeah, go ahead and I'll say hello.
Hey,
hey,
I'm Jennifer.
Your name is Jennifer. All right, we're taking your calls toll-free, 1-866-99-FAMILY, 1-866... Wait, no, that's... Yeah, we take that works too, by the way. 1-866-99-FAMILY. But what you want to do is use the Online Tonight one, which is 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And our email and instant message?
You can send us an email to radio@smartfamilyshow.com. Don't send it to david@onlinetonight.com because it won't get to us, and we won't be able to answer your questions on the air that way. Another thing that we like to do that's a little different from what David used to do is we get some fun stuff into the studio, and we'd like to share it with you. So periodically, we give things away. So when you give us a call or you send us an email, we ask that you give us your first name, your city and state, and a way to reach you by email or by phone, and we enter you in all our drawings. You may win a GPS system, an MP3 player, some Disney movies, an iTunes card. You never know, because we get great stuff in here all the time, and we want to share it with you. How do people reach us by instant message?
That's Smart Vic Radio and Smart Max Radio. That works on all the major services as well.
That's right. And one of the great things that's going on right now this week, last week, as you know, we were at the Consumer Electronics Show. And this week, there's another great technology show going on. It's called Macworld Expo. And this hour, we're joined by Andy Mills, who I believe is the Senior VP of Marketing at Cipherco. They make one of my favorite products, which is the Media Vault. And I understand that you have some new Media Vaults that are coming out. For those who aren't familiar with the product, can you give us a little bit of history on it? And how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. And sure, we're actually launching a new product at the show. It's a brand new 16-drive system. It's something that you can plug into your Mac Pro as well as an Apple Serve, X-Serve product and expand it up to 16 terabytes. So we're giving you a couple of different new features this time. It's something that can stream as much as 2K video. Maybe you want to go up as high resolution as 2K. Or if you're just happy to stick one or two drives in this system and have something a little smaller and scale it upwards over time, you can start with a 1 terabyte system and add storage a little bit at a time. So this time we focused on flexibility and giving you a product you can just expand your Macintosh over time with.
I can see Max salivating on the other side of the table already because you talk about RAID and you talk about storage and he starts to think bigger, better, more.
Yeah, but these are the big boy toys. I mean, these are the things like KCAL 9 or ESPN or some of the, you know, people that are moving video fast and have a lot of storage requirements. But then, you know, you got a lot more home pros, you know, buying like Sony HD camcorders. And we saw some incredible stuff from Panasonic at CES. And I see that residential storage is even going crazy. Do you only make the big boy toys or do you have, you know, something that's kind of in the middle?
Well, we're kind of, you know, Cipherco or Huge Systems that it used to be in Cipherco have definitely, you know, addressed the media market for most of its, you know, its existence here. And I think some of the newer products, though, we're coming out with allow you to build your own system. So if you have a Macintosh with a spare PCI Express slot, for example, you can now buy a RAID core card from Cipherco, which is essentially the center of the Media Vault. Yeah, plug it in, add your own 4-disk drives, and now you got yourself something inside the box as well. So, yeah, we're actually branching out into something where, you know, you can hit the hobbyists to the small, medium business guys who also just want to build their own, as it were. So Cipherco is kind of unbundling a little bit here, too.
All right, need a little bit of education. I know what RAID 0 is. I know what RAID 1 is. I know what RAID 5 is. I've seen some hybrids like 1 and 0 working together. Hmm. But you've got this thing called RAID 03 or RAID 30. Some people call it 53. Can you kind of break that down to give us an idea of why that's a good thing, why you chose that one over some of the other maybe more popular formats?
Yeah, sure. The video has very different demands from typical RAID environments where you have things like, a server servicing at maybe 100 people, or an email server where you got lots of little messages hitting the server. In video, anything that has to stream video off digital storage is usually dealing with big, fat, large streams of video data. So that dictates the way you go to disk drives and how consistently you want to pull data off the disk drive. So with that in mind, with video, the most important thing is to never lose a frame. Never drop a frame when you're pulling data off or writing it to the disk drive because you're either capturing real-time video or something like that. So RAID 3 is good for that because what RAID 3 does is give you like RAID 0 performance without a penalty of protecting your data in case a disk drive fails. We all know that RAID's there because one of your disk drives unfortunately may fail one day.
So RAID 3 is kind of like RAID 5, but what makes it different is that you dedicate a drive just for the parity information, whereas in RAID 5, you kind of share the parity across all the different drives. So it's kind of hidden in amongst all your disks, whereas in RAID 3, you have a dedicated like drive that's just for the math part of it.
Yeah, in fact, RAID 3 is actually, exactly, I mean, RAID 3 actually synchronizes all your drives, too. You actually, in RAID 3, treat all your drives, say you got five of them, four of them for data, one for parity protection, you synchronize them all, then write your data in one big, large sweep across all the disk drives. Whereas a RAID 5 system, it actually spins up each individual disk drive and writes a big chunk of data to each drive. So you're writing very thin stripes in RAID 3, very fat stripes in RAID 5 is another way of looking at it.
And it also RAID 5 also has a multi-read-write issue because it has to read each one of the little stripes and then has to calculate the parity and then it has to write that and then it has to share it across all the different drives. So it may not be as efficient as RAID 3. I don't want to get too technical, but
I see how that's different.
Yeah,
and one of the real user benefits of RAID 3 is if a disk drive decides to fail while you're in the middle of an important project, rendering a video in the professional world now, it can take several hours to leave it rendering, and that means just basically outputting to the final format from all these edits you've been doing with your video. And the last thing you want is the disk drive to crash and have that whole, have to restart that whole process. RAID 3 allows you to continue through the crash as though it never happened and keep going at the same speed you were before. RAID 5, a little different. It's geared up for more of those 1,000 users hitting one lump of storage, and it may slow down a little bit. Not good for video, but great for a lot of users trying to get access to that storage. So they both have benefits. And by the way, Cipico has both technologies now. Just to be very clear, this new Video Vault we have actually has the ability to do RAID 5 and RAID 10 and RAID 1 and RAID 1N. We have lots of other little acronyms now, unfortunately, we've thrown into the mix. But the important thing is this newest Media Vault has all of those as well now.
My dad used to work at Next, and we used to get bloopers from Pixar.
Yeah, that was one of our favorite things to get at work. It was because Pixar would use RenderMan, and you mentioned this already. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And so, but they didn't really get to see it all until it was all done.
No.
And so then you would see this funny thing, and it would be like a furry, dog-looking thing instead of like a kid's head. And so we have some tapes and some of the bloopers. You can now even get the DVD of some of these things.
I think Shrek had some of those, too, like with Donkey, where he was not rendered properly, and he was all fuzzy and puffy and things like that.
And nobody ever equates, how much money it cost them to make that blooper. You know what I mean? But they make it all back in the video. So other than video, do you have time to hang out with us, Andy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so
yes,
just
I
want to get
totally
your impressions of the show floor and ask you a little bit more about what you do at Cipico. You're listening to Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
USENDIT allows you to send, receive, and track important or large digital files of any kind right over the web. With free plugins for applications like Microsoft Outlook and Adobe Photoshop, you can USENDIT right from within your work environment. USENDIT Express, also available free at USENDIT.com, allows you to send files or folders in unlimited batches right from your desktop. You don't even have to open a browser. For more information and to start your free trial, visit USENDIT.com. That's USENDIT.com.
OvationLaw.com asks, do recent jitters in the stock market affect my credit? The answer is yes. As the market tightens, money supplies get scarce, credit standards go up, and the accuracy of your credit report becomes even more crucial. OvationLaw.com is there for you, making sure your credit report is correct. They work directly with the credit bureaus and your creditors. Don't let the ups and downs of the markets hurt your credit. Go to OvationLaw.com now and get the credit you deserve. OvationLaw.com, fast and effective credit report repair.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
On our first family vacation, I was cramped in the backseat of our little car, so I got a pain reliever for my sore leg. Then our next getaway involved a brutally long plane ride, so I got something else just for my sore neck. Different pains, different pain relievers. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Wherever I hurt, Advil works. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. Whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
Home Again Emergency Care. Dr. Peter speaking.
I took my dog Rex on his late night walk, and I thought he was drinking from a puddle. But then I realized it was antifreeze. Please, you have to help. Is he going to be okay?
I'm glad you called. This is a common but very serious situation, and you need to get Rex to an emergency clinic. I'll help you find the nearest clinic your vet recommends. That way we can get Rex some immediate help.
Only Home Again provides emergency medical help for your pet 24/7.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again. Always looking out for your pet.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky, Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
Sometimes it's tough to remember that living well includes sleeping well. We'll have more on this tip for sensible living after this word from United Healthcare.
Honey, this stuff is useless. I can't get this shower clean.
Well, try some of that other stuff instead.
A good dose of this ought to do it.
What is going on in here? You didn't mix those two chemicals, did you?
I don't feel so good.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does. United Healthcare. Make fewer copays for maintenance drugs online. We fill gaps in care others might miss. And when you call, a real nurse is available 24 hours a day. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Many Americans feel that they don't get enough quality sleep, but there are things you can do to fix that, like not consuming caffeine, nicotine, or alcohol near bedtime. Exercise is good, but don't work out near bedtime either. And don't underestimate the value of a sleep-conducive environment that is dark, quiet, cool, and comfortable. These living tips come from United Healthcare. United Healthcare, it just makes sense.
Geek speak. Well, we're talking about Macworld and all the great things that are going on. Some people don't know what a keynote is, and it's not just software. Initially, it was a different term, which is defined by Wiki as a speech that is given, usually at a political convention or a party meeting or some kind of trade show, usually an industry convention, exposition, or an academic conference. The keynote is delivered to set the underlying tone and to summarize the core messages or the most relevant events that are going to occur during that that conference. So when you get a keynote, that's kind of like the kickoff. of Macworld Expo before you go out there and you see all the vendor products and you see all the great things that the primary company has. A lot of people have keynotes. You may also see a keynote speech given at graduation or commencement ceremonies, like at a college or a university, and those are usually done by a doctor or somebody famous, usually somebody famous invited by the student body. That's this hour's Geek Speak keynote. All right, we're speaking with Mr. Andy from Cipro, and I just wanted to get your quick impression of what the show floor was all about.
Well, I think it's pretty, you know, you walk into the show here, and it's the first thing that hit me was these stunning photographs and pictures printed on these huge inkjet printers from HP and Canon. So that's kind of the first thing that hits you as you walk in. They are stunning. You know, great pictures that you walk in, and you see these faces kind of glaring at you in different poses, different people. So that's kind of the first thing that kind of hits you. But when you walk through that into the rest of the show, it's pretty clear the new AirBook from Apple is really, you know, really quite prevalent. You know, you've got this huge row in front of you of all these people, all these Apple guys helping you pick it up, play with it, touch it, just see what it looks like. And it's thin. It's light. It's like three pounds or something. So that's kind of the first thing that hits you, you know, from the Apple, what's Apple doing. But then, of course, all those little guys are around there selling all wares, and there's quite a lot of little different messages going off. So
well,
cool.
I see that
cool.
The press is definitely picking on the MacBook Air already, and that they're saying, you know, it's not the thinnest, it's not the lightest. There was one from Sharp in 2003 that was not wedge-shaped. It was 0.5 inches all the way around.
And what happened to it?
It weighed 2.2 ounces. Well, it used the Transmeta processor, and you know what happened to them.
Yes, I remember those guys well.
Yeah, so the Sharp box went away. But, again, if you look at it from the current smallest shipping product. I mean, there's everybody has these conferences. Like Intel has their developer conference every year, and Apple has their stuff. But they make these mock-ups of things that they think this would be cool if it ever came out. But those are conceptual. This is a product that you can buy on the shelf.
Yeah.
And so if you look at it that way, it's available. You can buy it. It's tiny.
It is. And, you know, the only thing I'm not sure about is how flimsy it is, right? Just, you know, you go too thin, of course, you might snap this thing. I'm a little concerned about that. But they seem to have addressed it all. It seems, you know, so far, it seems to be just like another standard Apple product that works pretty well so far.
Yeah, we're looking forward to going to the Apple store and getting to play with one.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that too, Andy, because I have an old iBook and I beat on it pretty well, and I've dropped it many times, and you know the connection between my monitor and my keyboard kind of fluctuates a little bit now and then because it's been so mishandled.
That's the only thing I'm concerned about. I have to confess, a PC guy, actually. I've spent most of my life on PCs being ex-AMDers. So you end up looking at this thing, and it does look cool. That's the only thing I say. Apple do a good job of looking cool, but, you know, we'll see. Time will tell just how robust it is and how useful it is. But it doesn't have all the usual gadgets in there and all the stuff you'd expect to be built into it because they've compromised a few things being so thin there. So
right. Now, I know you guys have some small stuff on the Media Vault side. Like, I was looking at the 4110.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a 1U unit, and it controls a bunch of stuff. That is mostly for fiber channel, right?
Yeah, we kind of do. That's kind of our existing bread and butter product, as it were. Well, the 4210 actually as well, but the 4110 fiber channel, 4 gig, single fiber channel connection. But you also do in the other flavors. You know, we do the Ultra 320 SCSI, and you know that stuff keeps selling. We're just amazed as a company how the 320 parallel SCSI stuff, if you're familiar with that technology, is still shipping pretty nicely there. It's easy, it's simple to plug and play, and pretty cheap. For a lot of users. So we find the 4110 kind of comes in at that when you want the most compact space. You know, you've got 10 drives sitting in a nice 1U kind of package. That suits a lot of people. But that's fiber channel, right? And SCSI's your little tower, 5-drive tower unit, if you see the little 4105 and U320 products. So they're very popular. We're about to actually turn a quarter or so, we'll be turning out a bunch of new products based around that kind of form factor, but using the new SAS and SAS expansion, if that's a technology you're familiar with. But that's kind of, you know, watch the space. A lot of stuff coming in this space soon because that's a very scalable technology and nicely plug and play. So SAS is serial attached SCSI, of course. So.
What is the difference between SCSI and fiber channel?
Well, fiber channel uses fiber, optical fiber. That's one big difference. And SCSI uses old kind of cable, right? Copper cable and big wide plugs to connect things. But essentially, they do the same thing. They send block level data across between the computer and the disk drive, or any peripheral that wants to talk on that protocol. So, but the big difference is fiber. Fiber uses optical fiber, and you can drive longer distances. It's kind of a little lighter weight, and you can go faster. Of course, that's one of the other big differences with fiber. You can go at 4 gigabits per second on fiber channel. Ultra 320 SCSI, 320 stands as 320 megabytes per second.
So if you're really looking at uncompressed HD, you want to look at fiber channel. You don't even really want to consider Ultra 320, or does it really matter?
You know, HD depends, especially with some of the new compression standards, right? You've got a couple of new compression standards which are becoming lossless. But today, if you want to do uncompressed high definition, you need like 180, 190 megabytes per second to give yourself enough headroom. So that's quite a lot, you know, bandwidth. But, you know, typically, as long as you have that clear bandwidth between you and the disk drives, you're pretty much okay. So fiber channel and U320 can handle some of that, depending on how many disk drives you have on the other side. So, this new chassis we just launched actually uses PCI Express. We actually come out of the box. We literally run at 20 gigabits per second. So we just introduced the third option now, which is what this new Media Vault 16 drive, 16 terabyte box does. So we just extend the logical bus outside the box, put it inside this external box, and attach our RAID controller inside there and drive 16 drives.
And so if people want to get more information on Media Vault or your RAID core cards and all the great things that you do over there at Cipherco, where's the best way to get more information?
Well, straight away is www.cipherco.com.
Can I spell that for you? C-I-P-R-I-C-O, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
All right, we'll put a link up on our site. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're more than welcome.
And the next time I'm in the market for a Media Vault or some nice big storage, what I'm learning is we have, just on our place, we have centralized storage. And what I'm finding out is now that I no longer want to store everything there. I want to have like a wicked fast drive right on my edit bay. And so I might be looking at one of your smaller units just to check it out.
We'd be happy to sell you one.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Thank you.
You and I have both gotten holiday gift baskets in the past, but never like the ones you'll find at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. These are not your mama's gift baskets. They're like gift baskets on steroids, you know? Beautiful gifts that everyone will love and cherish forever. Train cases and leather boxes and chests and planners. Even an overflowing radio flyer wagon replica, overstuffed with the world's finest gourmet coffees and candies and nuts and chocolates, only at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. Order right now at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. The stock market has been anything but stable lately. You shouldn't be the last to know when the market is making a move. With things as volatile as they've been recently, you need Market Browser, a tool that keeps the market on your desktop but not in the way of your work. Be the first to know when moves are made in the market by joining the over 1 million people who have downloaded the free Market Browser. Don't let wild swings in the market hurt you. Get this amazing tool, Market Browser, now. Go to marketbrowser.com. That's marketbrowser.com.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. S-K-Y-P-E.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
Hey there, David Lawrence here. I was just named among the most heard voices in the world. I am the on-hold voice for over 500 companies now, including AOL, CompuServe, Volkswagen, Gateway, Walmart, and so many more. And I can be your voice, too. It's just $47 for each message you want me to do. You can go to thedavidlawrenceshow.com, click on the voicemail link, and choose your poison. Or make one up on your own. We'll do it any way you want. And it's very easy to do via PayPal. Again, it's thedavidlawrenceshow.com. And then click on the voicemail link, and I'll do your voicemail message.
Listen to what people are saying about Emergen-C, the health and energy drink mix packed with vitamin C, B, minerals, and electrolytes.
I was always tired in the afternoons. Then I found Emergen-C, and I have so much energy, I can lift my desk over my head. Thanks, Emergen-C.
What she means is she...
I was always getting sick, but since I found Emergen-C, I can drink raw sewage without even a sniffle.
That's just wrong.
Now I can run at the speed of light.
Fly. I can actually fly.
Emergen-C, it makes you feel good.
Wow.
Really good.
Hey, where'd you get that custom front license plate?
JavaSigns.com.
JavaSigns.com. What, do you drink it?
No.
Put sugar in it? Order it with foam?
No. At JavaSigns.com, you can design all kinds of signs, all online with their easy-to-use web-based design tools. You save all kinds of money, and you get exactly what you want delivered right to your door.
Yeah, what if I want a magnetic sign or vinyl banner?
JavaSigns.com.
Custom decals and lettering?
JavaSigns.com.
All the signs and none of the caffeine, huh?
Don't make me slap you. JavaSigns.com. Just remember Java like coffee plus signs. JavaSigns.com.
Looks like it's cold season again, and that means sore, scratchy, and irritated throats. You know, if I'm going to get a sore throat, I figure I should at least soothe it with drops that I'll enjoy. So I tried Halls Fruit Breezers. Yeah, Halls Fruit Breezers come in a variety of delicious flavors like cool berry, creamy orange, and creamy strawberry. Not only do they taste great, but they also work hard at soothing my irritated throat. Take it from a DJ, if my voice isn't working, I don't go to work. So get some Halls Fruit Breezers and enjoy the taste.
People are raving about Emergen-C, the health and energy drink mix packed with vitamin C, B, minerals, and electrolytes.
I was always lethargic, but thanks to Emergen-C, my mind is so sharp I just disproved Einstein's theory of relativity.
That's Einstein and a lie.
I was always afraid of winter, but now that I use Emergen-C, I collect other people's used tissues as a hobby.
Ooh.
I have X-ray vision.
Lie.
I can morph into animal shapes.
Emergen-C, it makes you feel good.
Look at me.
Really good.
You know, there's more you can do with your wireless phone than just talk. All you need is Radio Shack's advice and the right accessories. Let's say you add a Bluetooth headset to your wireless phone. That leaves your hands free, so you can drive or tie your shoelaces. Add a memory card and you can store more music or pictures. Add a car adapter and then no matter how long the road trip, the phone battery will never run out. At Radio Shack, we believe your wireless phone should help you do stuff, like talk, or take pictures, or shoot videos, or find your way home.
Radio Shack. Don't just buy stuff.
How many mouse clicks does it take to put a 20% dent in CD sales? How many clicks does it take before 99% of all music on the web is illegal? How many clicks before an entire generation stops buying music altogether? We've done the calculations, and the answer is now a matter of record. Just one. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Online Tonight.
It's a Smart sitting in for David Lawrence. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And you can call us toll-free at 1-800-39-ONLINE. We would like to get your opinions on Macworld, if you're going to be buying any of the new Mac products, maybe what you think of the $20 fee to get the iPod Touch. I'm going to ask, we have somebody in the next hour, I believe, that works on iPods and stuff with Lentech, and I'm going to ask them what their opinion is on the $20 fee. Why is it not... being charged on some other products.
Did we even mention what the $20 fee was for when we talked about the upgrades last night? I don't think we did.
What, we want to get your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE. We want your emails, radio@smartfamilyshow.com. Do not send those to david@onlinetonight.com because it won't get into our studios. And then we're instant message friendly on this show, unlike some other technology shows. Online Tonight's the longest running technology show in the country. And we take your instant messages at Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio. If you wanted to get it to Jennifer, send it to one of us. We'll make sure she gets it if it's appropriate. That works on AOL, Yahoo, iChat, MSN, Google iTalk, Skype, all kinds of services. If you are trying to get us on MSN, you do need to type in Smart Max Radio or Smart Vic Radio at yahoo.com. And then it'll go through the Yahoo MSN gateway and get to us. We're not native on MSN, but you can still get to us. I get a lot of IMs from France. I don't know why that is. From MSN users. And
maybe they think you're a genius in France.
Oh, jeepers. Weird Al Yankovic. I love Weird Al. He's great. We're hoping to get him on the show sometime. You got the hiccups?
Yes, water is giving me the hiccups.
Yeah.
You put too much lemon in it.
You made spicy water. It gave you the hiccups. Your body's saying, no, No. No.
Let me
this portion of Online Tonight is brought to you in part by David Lawrence. He's the voice of 10 Quick Steps, and here he is to tell you a little bit about one of his guides.
Make money with Google's incredible AdSense ads placed perfectly on your website. Get my easy-to-read, instantly downloadable guide, 10 Quick Steps to Making Perfect Google AdSense, right now at 10quicksteps.com. That's 10quicksteps.com.
Have you gotten that upgrade yet for your iPhone?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Why? Why do you want me to get it?
So we can start moving things around on your home screen.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We want to arrange them in rainbow colors and funny orders.
I don't know, because I'm worried
I know
that
I'll do them in alphabetical order.
Well, Jennifer wants to rearrange the buttons while you're asleep so that when you go to punch things, they'll be in the wrong place. You're like, yeah, where's the phone button?
Why is BarbieGirl.com a web clip? Darn it.
You're going, hello, hello, and you know, there's nobody there because you pushed the wrong button.
Pesky children playing with my phone.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to let... I need to find a password now. Can you password protect your iPhone? No, I'll check.
No, I like...
I'm not going to let you put in a password and then not... That's crazy talk.
No, I was just going to check.
Hey, what is the deal with Apple stock? They announced all these great things. Their market share is kicking butt. They're selling more notebooks than anybody else.
People weren't happy.
They're down like $10 just today.
People weren't happy about the $20 upgrade.
They
were down $9 last night because I got an IM from a listener that said, by the way, Apple's down.
Yeah, buy your stock today.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is a – I'm looking at their five-day chart, and they were at 178. It looks like 180 almost on – was it Monday? And now they're at – $59.64.
Hmm.
That is just weird to me.
Well, when they get back down to $22, feel free to buy.
Oh, yeah. Like that opportunity has left the building. And you know
how many years ago was that?
As Miss Jennifer says to me, I bought it at $14. And then
that was what, 5 years ago?
And then it split at $40 and went back down. We had a ton. Let's just say Apple bought us our coach. Not the whole coach, but definitely the full down payment. If you go to smartfamilytour.com, you can see the coach and don't scratch your screen. Once
it
you scratch that screen, that's it. You got to use a certified LCD wiping cloth and not your fingernails.
Where is the blankie for your PowerPoint?
My blankie is right there. Miss Jennifer was using it for her science project with the electrical sensor. Yeah, rub it with that. That's my
Rad Tech blankie.
Thank you very much.
I don't think
Rad
it's
Tech.
Called a blankie.
Well, it's a good blankie. I like it. My laptop doesn't go to sleep without it. Okay. I've been spending way too much time with Jennifer. I haven't found out about
my little
the passwords yet. Let's see. Passcode lock. Yes, you can. So I'm gonna have to do that.
But here's the key. You have to remember what your password is so that you can answer your phone, right?
Isn't it? This is really hilarious.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Grandpa?
Which grandpa?
Clever
or smart. Yeah.
Told me his password, so when he forgets it, I can tell it to him, but I forgot it. So.
On his phone?
On his phone, on his computer, on, you know.
I never leave him a voicemail on his cell phone because I know that he never remembers the password.
Hey, that's a good point. My dad has a book in his house in case of emergencies, you know, where you you find the car keys and you find, like, the deeds.
Did he forget where he put the book?
No, we know exactly where the book is. What I'm saying now is that he should put his passwords in for his computer.
Yeah.
And then your dad should do the same thing. Does your dad
He should
have
put
a book
his
like
passwords
that?
In your dad's book.
Does your dad have a book like that?
My dad has a lot of books like that.
No, I'm saying
he has
that,
a little notebook
you know
he carries in his breast pocket.
An estate book.
Yes.
Okay, that's
it's in a lockbox.
Okay. Well, so that's where these kind of things should go. I should do the same thing. Because you couldn't get to the 4,500 pictures I have from our travels if it wasn't for me logging in. And my password is somewhat complicated. You know, I'm like an NSA level, I don't know, something.
And you already know all my passwords.
I'm the one who gives you your passwords. I set up mommy's mail. Here's your password. And then I don't let mommy ever change her passwords. And that way
her hint was too easy last
turn
time.
Things out. Which was what?
Beauty and, no, and blank
Beauty
and
the Beast.
The Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, beauty. It's Canadian.
I don't do like single word ones anymore.
Hey, I just got an update. iTunes 7.6 is available today. For those of you who are wondering, okay, why do I care? Well, that's the one that you need to get the movie rentals. And the movie rentals start today, apparently.
Oh.
If you head over there and you look at the iTunes store, you're going to see several titles
like
popping
what?
Up. And we didn't really talk about the price.
No, we didn't.
Some people have wondered how much are these movie rentals going to be.
I can tell you.
Let's say The Simpsons as an example. The Simpsons in DVD
movie.
Quality, you can now rent for how much?
$3.99.
How about the HD version?
$4.99.
That's correct.
Library titles, which are older titles, $2.99. If they're available in HD.
In DVD. Right.
If they're available in HD, it will be $3.99. So HD is always a dollar more.
Right.
There will not be as many probably library titles available in HD as there will be new titles.
Well, you know who's to say?
Well, they'll re-release some.
If they're going to take the masters and they're going to rip it and digitize it and bring it into the digital realm.
Right.
Like Ferris Bueller and shows like that, why would you not want that available in HD?
I don't know. I have
is
a feeling.
Is there something preventing them from making
I
it available?
I have
that
a
way?
Feeling that they'll start with the big special effects,
like Star
blockbuster
Wars.
Kind of movies. Those ones will come out in HD first, and then they'll start catching up on some of the other ones. And you know that you can count on Disney to re-release almost everything on Blu-ray.
Almost
everything. You can't get Song of the South.
Ha!
They haven't released that on DVD yet.
Yes, they haven't, and not in America. But you can get it in DVD.
You can now get it
absolutely,
on DVD.
Absolutely, which I'm going to show you a website in Europe that sells it.
Is it
for
an
£7?
Disney? Did Disney
it's
make
not
it
a knockoff.
Somebody
it's
make
a real
it?
One. It's the United States that has a problem with Song of the South.
But they
Europe
are
doesn't
talking
care.
About it. They are talking about re-releasing it. They just have not.
What are they going to do
yet.
To it? That's what I want to know. What are they going to do to it? My biggest complaint.
They're going to put subtitles.
My biggest complaint about what Lucas is doing with Star Wars on Blu-ray and all this other stuff is he's made the audio way better, and he's made the effects way better because the computers are so much faster than
I
they
like
used to
the
be.
I like the effects in the old Star Wars.
I like
Wars.
The original. That's right. And I still have my laser discs. I'm taking bids on my three set, my original trilogy. I have on laser disc the original, not the super duper, the, you know, the Death Star blew up and then all of these really beautiful rainbow circles go flying off into outer space. No, I have the original bang.
The one where it looked like pieces of plastic
floating
around.
And somebody threw a bag of glitter, you know. That's what I got.
Uh-huh.
And that is the original. That's what you want,
right.
I think. I don't
right.
necessarily like, but I, okay.
You know, bigger and
liked,
more fancy aren't always better.
But I'm going to.
Like with toilet paper.
I'm going to contradict myself because I like the new Blade Runner. They
fixed
Blade
Runner,
the
new Blade Runner,
director's cut, where they added a few things, and they fixed the technology.
There's a new director's cut?
Yeah. Because
I saw the original director's cut.
No, you and I saw the director's cut like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
That they fixed it since then.
What do you mean fixed it?
Well,
what was
new,
wrong with
I'm
it?
Trying to get the new version. I'll tell you what's different when
okay.
I get it. But apparently it's been all fixed up good, and they added all the good audio and everything. I'm looking forward to that one.
It's just a way to sell more DVDs.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? If you're a
fan
like of
something. That's like what Disney does when they say, only for a limited time.
They brought it out of the vault.
Yeah.
I that drives me crazy because I'm afraid I'm going to miss it.
Right.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Then you'll buy it really fast.
I do buy it really fast because they've done that on a few titles. Like there's 3-4 titles I cannot even get anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give it to somebody
and
as a gift because they saw it on my shelf. Then I went to go and buy it, and it was gone. I'm like, what happened? I even went down to the El Capitan in Los Angeles, and I said, hey, where do I get this movie? And she said, Mickey put it back in the vault. That's not what she said. Here's what she said. Ha ha ha, oh, it's back in the vault, and it'll be out very soon. Oh. Anyway, and I was very sad. And Mickey doesn't like when you're sad.
Mm.
So,
did he give you an ice cream cone?
No, I got a pin
okay.
that said that I was at the ice cream store in Hollywood. But that wasn't quite the same as getting a gift from my buddy, which yeah. I wanted to get.
Are you keeping an eye out for when it comes out of the vault?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. I'm definitely keeping an eye on it. I have websites and stuff that I look at for DVDs and what they come out. Stuff like that. You're listening to Online Tonight. We'd love to take your call at 1-800-39-ONLINE. It's the Smarts.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
I've been slamming, but it's not my thing. Slamming means sticking leeches at myself.
Leeches?
During lunch, you stick it here and there, and they leave their marks and do their things or whatever.
Hey, dude, go ahead and get that one. It looks hungry.
It kind of feels like half your blood has been drained out.
Yeah, because it has.
My friend said that he had some pretty good leeches. It wasn't as fun as people said it was, you know?
What could you be convinced to do? AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hey there, this is your old biker pal, Smokey. I wanted to let you know about the great folks at GEICO. Their motorcycle insurance covers most kinds of bikes, and they have money-saving discounts. I also wanted to let you know that my voice is this deep because of all the bugs I've swallowed out on the open road. And finally, I want to let you know that I've decided to start dating again. Well, see you later.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, what's the goal?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what does it take to achieve this goal?
It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
To volunteer or donate, please call 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
And now a game time update from Walmart. With their oven mitt skillets and chip and dip bowls, they stand ready. Like warriors off to battle, these party throwers bust open bags of chips, arrange jelly platters, cook, take, and bake pizzas, all in preparation for the big game. Their fans have gathered to taste victory. And that famous seven-layer bean dip, because it's game time. They've been to Walmart, and they're prepared to put on a show like never before.
Pringles, Cheez-Its, Chex Mix, and Planters Peanuts are conveniently located at our game time party display. Many on rollback. Look for it at Walmart.
If you have joint pain and you're concerned you may be taking too many over-the-counter pills, here's a simple way to find out. Just read the labels. This one says for the temporary relief of minor aches and pains. What else? Not to exceed 8 tablets in 24 hours. And right here it says, do not take this product for pain for more than 10 days unless directed by a doctor. It is small type, but it's there for a reason. If your pain lasts more than 10 days, talk to a doctor, because the risks are real. Ulcers, kidney problems, liver problems, and far worse. So no matter what medication you take for joint pain, over-the-counter or prescription, make sure you're taking it the right way. Read the labels. If your joint pain lasts more than 10 days, talk to your doctor. To find out more about Safe Arthritis Joint Pain Relief or to get your free information kit, visit safepainrelief.com. Know the risks. Get the facts. This message brought to you by Pfizer.
Online tonight.
Hey! Bookmark this.
Why do I always feel offended when he yells at me like that? Bookmark this yourself. No, all right. We were just talking about DVDs, and one of the places I like to go is to find out when a DVD is going to be coming out
So listen to this URL very carefully because it's kind of long. hddvd.highdefdigest.com/releasedates.html. Okay? hddvd.highdefdigest.com/releasedates.html. This is primarily for Blu-ray discs and HDVD discs. They do both. Here's an example. Channels, which is a Vanguard movie, will be coming out on January 22nd. King of California will be coming out. That looks high def is spelled out. H-I-G-H, def. Good question. I am. See, people are paying attention, even with the delay. It's H-I-G-H, def. D-E-F, digest, all one word. Very good question. Deadliest Catch Season 3, Discovery Channel, shot in HD. That'll be coming out February 4th. The Brave One, Elizabeth. Oh, that's a great movie. The Golden Age. It's about the Queen. That's also coming out in February. One of the ones I'm looking forward to in HD, Beowulf, with Angelina Jolie. Rain in the Mountains, which looks very artistic. Aquarium Impressions, which is, that is funny, because that's just like a HD screensaver. It's just like a great screensaver we have on our Macintosh from Smith Micro. And that's all that thing does. It has really cool birds, or not birds. They're fish. All right, so head over to hddvd.highdefdigest.com/releasedates.html. We're going to put that up on the website, and you'll be able to click on it easier than having to write it all down. That's this hour's Bookmark This.
Online tonight.
Bang. All right. What other? We just got a DVD from the Walt Disney Corporation, Buena Vista Home Video, coming out next Tuesday's Game Plan. We're going to watch that in the next day or so, and we're going to tell you all about it. I did get a buddy of mine who apparently works for Disney, and he said to me, I know that I cry at commercials and like really good football plays, you know, like when they make a beautiful over the head catch and then they tumble into the end zone and it's almost like a ballet. I get a little teary eyed. So he said to me, in case your family's around or you have any guests over while you're watching, when you're reviewing this movie, you might want to get a tissue. And so, you know, sometimes I think he's just pulling my chain, but we'll let you know if I need a tissue or not when I see the Game Plan with Madison. Who's in that now? What's Madison's last name?
Madison Pettis.
Madison Pettis. You know her from Cory in the House. She's the young princess, America's sweetheart, apparently. And
American
then
Angel.
The Rock Johnson. What's his
Dwayne
name?
The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne.
He doesn't look like a Dwayne.
Not at all.
No.
He seems like he's a nice guy.
He does seem like a nice guy.
Oh, I have never had a chance to meet
dweeb.
Him in person.
And
no, it doesn't rhyme with dweeb. When he said that to that boy, he'd knock you out.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
When he first went from, he was a pro wrestler, right?
So yes.
That was how he was The Rock. So when he first started doing movies, I thought, oh, geez, this is going to be pathetic.
I thought he was really
he's
good.
He's great. He's a good actor. And he's great in comedy.
Did I tell
which
you
is
I
wonderful.
Saw him? Did I tell you I saw him the other day?
I thought he was a football player.
No,
Rock, he was a wrestler.
The Rock Johnson. Well, he was like with you know, Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper and
okay.
And come on,
Nacho Libre.
What's the Randy Savage?
You're asking
Steel
me?
Steel Toe?
No, not Steel Toe.
I'm really
yes,
glad.
Yes, like those guys.
Yeah, I'm really glad he got out of that business and got into acting because I think he's great.
I saw him the other day when I was staying in a hotel. I was over in Virginia, and I saw him on the screen.
Oh, I thought you saw him in the hotel.
No,
I was
no.
going to say, why didn't you talk to him?
I saw him on the
ask
screen.
Him to come on the
with,
show.
I saw him on the screen
yeah.
with John Travolta. And I was trying to remember what the movie was. It was like that Get Shorty movie, but it wasn't.
Oh, the sequel to that?
Yeah.
I don't remember
what
that
was
called.
Here's what I just found out. He's playing Agent 23 in the new Get
oh, yeah.
Smart. Did you
oh,
know that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Why does
That's
nobody
right.
tell me these things?
I think she and I watched a trailer
Did
for
Did you know
it.
They're also remaking one of my all-time favorite movies?
Which is what?
What?
Witch Mountain.
Oh,
They are?
They're remaking Escape from Witch Mountain.
Is Disney making it?
I don't know. It's just called Witch Mountain. It's currently in pre-production. I am trying to get in there so that I can maybe, like, have a scene where I put the collar on the... No,
is
that's
that the one that
movie.
Kim Richards was in?
Yes, and you know me. I love,
I love Kim Richards.
I'm trying to get that movie, Be Cool.
I told you that...
Was it Be Cool? Is that the name of the movie?
It might have been.
Let me look real fast.
I told you that I saw Kim Richards in a Shakespeare play, didn't I?
Did I tell you I saw Kim Richards in a McDonald's when I was trying out for a movie at NBC Studios where I used to see Jerry Seinfeld? I tried out for something, and she flipped her hair in my food, and she said, excuse me, and then she grabbed her long hair and tied it into a knot right in front of me, and I almost had to change my clothes, because it was a very exciting time in my boyhood, and here is somebody I thought was, incredibly attractive, and I got to just two words. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. My two words were, that's okay. And I went back to eating my hamburger. Did I ask her for her autograph? No. Did I take her picture? No. Did I chase her down the road? No. Should I have done at least one of those things? Probably.
Yeah.
Now I look back and I say, oh, I met someone I thought was very nice and I missed out. Yes, that's what it was called. Be Cool, 1985. The Rock Johnson was in that, and he, Dwayne Johnson didn't have The Rock. He played Elliot. Hey, it's The Smart sitting in for David Lawrence. You're listening to Online Tonight on great networks across the country like KBNP and KAOI. Stay tuned.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
There's nothing more powerful than a good night's sleep. Deep, restful sleep that strengthens and recharges you for the day ahead. That's the kind of sleep you get on a Euro airbed. Combining air and memory foam, your body is gently cradled in a Euro airbed, customized via digital number controls to your unique shape. Here's a phone number to get your very own Euro airbed to try for 90 days absolutely free. Don't wait another moment. Call 1-800-US-SLEEP for the Euro airbed. That's 1-800-US-SLEEP.
Travelocity presents the Hawaii Save 100 Sale.
Surf's up, prices are down.
Get $100 off a flight plus five-night hotel to Hawaii.
$100? Mahalo, Travelocity. Thanks.
Just book by March 30th.
We're going to Hawaii. Blow on the giant shell thingy.
$100 off Hawaii when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone. Travelocity presents the Big Mountain Sale.
I'll be booking a trip to the mountains when I come.
Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to a great mountain destination.
Saving $75 big ones when I come.
That's $75 off when you book with your MasterCard card by May 31st.
I'll be hiking, climbing, swimming, fishing, boating, birding, mountaineering.
Visit Travelocity.com for details.
And relaxing in my hammock when I'm done.
Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left.
Words are very unnecessary. They can only do
It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. The hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour, 60 seconds to live.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. 6 minutes past the hour, 30 seconds to live. Tone ends at 0620.
City in the universe. This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
It's the Smarts sitting in for David Lawrence. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we are taking your calls in the normal way, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. If you do get our voicemail, please leave your name, number, a way to reach you. We'll call you back during the show, or if you just want to record your question, we'll use it on a future show. Because we have lots of guests, and we have lots of people queued up to talk with us today. This hour joining us will be Danny from Lentech talking about a really cool product. I need this because I usually am walking around with my phone high in the sky, and nobody knows what the heck I'm talking about. Or what I'm doing when I'm walking around there with this thing up there. You know, am I using it as a light bulb? No, I'm not. I'll tell you why I do that in just a moment. How else do people reach us?
They can send us an email to radio@smartfamilyshow.com. We would also not only love to receive your questions this way, but we would love to put you in our drawings. So please include your first name, your city and state, and a way to reach you either by email or by phone. And we'll let you know when we have a great prize to give you.
Miss Jennifer, I am friendly on this show, unlike some of the other technologies. Online Tonight's the longest-running technology show in the country. It's on its 17th year. There's some imitators. She's only been around 5, 6, 7 years, but she doesn't like IM. We do.
That's Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio.
Works on what?
AOL, iChat, Yahoo, Google iTalk, but for MSN, you do need to put in Smart Max Radio or Smart Vic Radio at yahoo.com.
And it goes through their gateway, which works really good. One of the problems I have, people make fun of me because I'm walking down the street and it looks like I'm looking at my phone all the time. But I'm not looking at my phone. I'm listening to my iPod and I'm trying to see if my phone is going to ring because they're not all tied in together. And I found that there is a new product from Lentech. That's L-E-N-N-T-E-K. And it's called the Hookup. And we asked Mr. Danny if he could come on and give us a little history about Lentech and tell us about Hookup and how it could make me look less foolish on the streets around town. Mr. Danny, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Max. Hi, Victoria. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just like you, 2 years ago, I was constantly traveling on sales calls. I listened to my iPod, and I would have to hold on to my phone so that I can see it ring, or I usually wear very baggy, comfortable pants on long airplane rides, so I can't feel it vibrate either in my pocket. So that was a dilemma for me. And with the security at the airport, you know, being that long, sometimes you have to arrive at the airport at least 2 or 3 hours before the flight takes off. So the concept for the Hookup came up about 2 years ago. We worked really hard, this year, we're introducing a third-generation Hookup lanyard, and basically you plug in your iPod Nano, and it works with all three generations. It powers off your Nano so you can listen to your music, and then you pair it via Bluetooth to your cell phone. So when you're listening to music and a call comes in, you just need to hit a button on the Hookup lanyard, and you use the headphones as the same as listening to music for your phone calls. And there's a built-in mic, so you can just talk right into there. You don't need to mess with the phone.
Does it work with any Bluetooth phone?
It works with any Bluetooth phone. So if Jennifer, if you have a phone and you want to listen to your lecture for school, you know, that you downloaded, and while you're waiting to hear from your dad about, you know, Hannah Montana tickets, if he bought it or not, you can relax. You don't need to keep looking at your phone. Listen to your music, and then if when your dad calls, you can just click a button and answer. Of course, he's going to say he's got it, right?
Does Danny know you, like, really, really well?
Well, 10-year-old Jennifer.
I think one concert's enough.
Oh.
Who are you going to meet tomorrow?
Well, we're going to the Hannah Montana 3D movie, and hopefully we'll see Miley Cyrus and the Jonas Brothers.
And Miss Jennifer has already had the privilege of interviewing both Miley as Miley and Hannah as Hannah. So I think this time we're a little bit more excited about interviewing the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to keep her away from Joe.
No!
And I believe Nick's already taken, and I'm not worried about Kevin, so that's good. So. yeah. Wow, that was weird because you were like on our same psyche. Hannah Montana and Wizards of Waverly Place seem to be what she watches all the time on her iPod.
I just took a shot.
Yeah, no, that's you got it right. I guess that's her age group. So here's the. I guess you're replacing the earbuds too, right? Because my Nano and my video iPod, my fifth generation video iPod, they don't have like a mic option. So how are you handling the mic part of it?
It's all built into the lanyard. So there are lanyards out there for the iPod Nano where you can just, you know, it's like a necklace around your neck. So it's all built in within the system. So the mic is on the lanyard itself, and you can just, you know, just wear your, keep your earphones on and just, you know, without fiddling with the earphones and the phone. I had a problem before where I would, you know, have one earphone in and then on the other ear I'll be talking on the phone, and sometimes that's a little bit a little distracting.
Yeah, I can see how that works. Okay, let's say that I'm listening to Linkin Park, I'm rocking out to Linkin Park, and Miss Jennifer gives me a call. What do I hear in my ears, or does the music just kind of fade out? Do I pause? How does that work?
Depends on your cell phone. Some cell phones will transmit your ringtone. So if you have another song or something that identifies Jennifer, that ringtone will ring through to the earbuds, and you'll know that she's calling you. If your phone does not have that, it will just gives you a little a signal from the hookup lanyard that there's a phone call, and it will pause the music for you. You just hit a button, and you can answer your call.
Huh, I'm even going to get my ringtone. Like, for Miss Jennifer, my ringtone is Pirates, you know, bump, 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 bump. And then when Miss Victoria calls me, I have this sound of, like, a cat that's scratching at the door. Not that that's a political statement or anything, uh-huh. But that way I know who's calling.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Then for, like, Daniel, who's one of my buddies, we went to the Hives concert for his birthday, so clearly the Hives. So you're saying I'm actually going to experience my ringtone kind of in the middle of my Linkin Park. I'm going to get like a distinctive ringtone for each caller, if I've defined it, of course, in my phone.
Right.
And I'm gonna hear that, and I'm going to be able to answer the call. And now my Bluetooth headset that I have right now, there's a button that I can push to, like, to initiate a call or to answer a call. Do you handle that in any way?
We have just a single button and then multiple ways of pushing it, long press or short press. You can reject the call if the call is coming in. You can also have a last number redial. Also, another feature we added to this hookup lanyard generation is the caller ID on your Nano. So if you know you don't have a particular ringtone set for that person calling in, you can look down at your Nano, and if they don't block their calls, you can see, you know, their number.
So you're displaying something on my Nano? I want to ask you about that when we get back. And Miss Jennifer has her hand waving all over the place. She has a follow-up question. We're speaking with Danny. Have you been at Macworld?
I've been at Macworld the last 2 days.
All right, so we may get your impressions of what you've experienced on the floor. I heard it's a madhouse. Speaking with Danny, Managing Director of Lentech, LENNTEK.com. We're talking about their cool new Bluetooth product called Hookup. You're listening to The Smarts on Online Tonight. We're taking your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE. You can also send us an email, radio@smartfamilyshow.com. If you have any messages or questions for Danny, we'll take those on instant message or email. You're listening to Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
The blue jay. The condor.
Birds can attack every time you drive.
The turkey vulture.
Oh, man.
There's little you can do about deposits on the outside, but at least you can protect the inside. Introducing Havoline with Deposit Shield. The deposits that attack your engine every time you drive can cause friction, robbing it of performance and fuel efficiency. Havoline shields it. Defend your engine. Havoline with Deposit Shield. Protect precious metal. Available at auto parts stores, mass merchants, and your local Texaco Express Lube.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching, and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
The only thing better than playing video games is playing more video games for less money, which is why GameStop is having our first ever huge game day sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% on new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off of tons of great games, cool gear, and top titles that'll carry you through the summer. So come in now and get more games for less money with 25 to 50% savings during game days only at GameStop. See store for details.
The question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we'd do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
You know how we save so much time with each free carrier pickup we get from the U.S. Postal Service?
Well, sure.
Well, I figure we can save even more time by using initials.
Uh-huh.
So instead of saying free carrier pickup, we just say FCP.
Right.
It'll save us valuable seconds each week.
Initials, huh? Like G-O-O-M-O.
Exactly, sir. What does that stand for?
Get out of my office.
You catch on quickly, sir.
Go to USPS.com today. Print labels, pay for postage, and request a free carrier pickup. It's simple and it's free.
They say it truly exists, so we seek it out. Now in Chinatown, we search for this miracle food. With 9 essential amino acids, it's nature's most complete source of protein, said to make one stronger in mind and body, even nourishing the unborn. The locals have a name for it, the egg. The incredible edible egg. Nature's miracle food. The American Egg Board. Learn more at naturesmiraclefood.com.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yow!
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Geek Speak.
This hour's Geek Speak on Online Tonight, I'm Max, by the way, is Solid State Drive. The MacBook Air has a $1,000 option. where you can get a solid-state drive, also known as an SSD. Now, the computer and the operating system thinks it's just a regular hard drive, but traditionally these things are made out of non-volatile flash memory. What does non-volatile mean? Well, that means that when the power is turned off, it remembers everything. Like in RAM, if you turn the power off, everything in RAM is lost. So you don't want that in your hard drive, right? You want your hard drive to remember things while you're on the plane, off the plane, while you run out of power and all that good stuff. So you want non-volatile memory, and it's pretty darn fast. One of the things I thought was interesting was how long these things last. Because you hear, like, what's the typical life of a hard drive and what's the typical life of a CD. So I found this over on some European site. I don't recall the URL up top of my head. But the 64 gigabyte SSD card will stop working in about 51 years. I've never had a hard drive last me like 2 years. So the 160 gig, because it's got a little more issues, that's only going to last 13 years. So that's definitely a lot longer than your hard drive's going to last. And you can now get that as an option, a pricey option, on your new MacBook Air. That's this hour's Geek Speak Solid State Drive or SSD.
Online tonight. We're speaking with Danny Tsai, Managing Director of Lentech, and he's telling us about their hookup lanyard, which hooks your iPod and your Bluetooth cell phone together so that you never miss a call. We were talking about the fact that you get caller ID on your iPod. How does that work?
Yes, when the incoming call comes in and it's not a blocked number, on your screen there, we'll have a writing that says incoming call, and below that we'll have the caller ID. If it is blocked, it just says incoming call.
And that's displayed on my Nano or my video fifth generation video iPod screen. It's just right on there?
Right on your screen, yes.
Oh, that's cool. I wonder how you do that. No, I don't want to know your secrets. But,
not secret, but it's very complicated.
Is it really? Okay, well, I'm glad you guys are working that out and not me. Ms. Jennifer, you had a question?
Sometimes Bluetooth pairing is complicated. Will my dad have trouble with this device?
Hey, that's not nice.
We make it very simple. We test it with many phones. Some of the better prepared phones, some of the Samsung lines like the Blackjack, they pair immediately because during the pairing, you need to have this code to kind of connect your devices together. We use a 000 four zeros to pair the devices together. That's because I think our product here is just to answer phone call, and there isn't a very high level of security.
Gotcha. So even I would figure it out. So you mentioned that you tried it out with a lot of different phones, but did you try it out with a lot of different users?
Not yet, but
all right.
you can be one of our beta testers.
Sure, be happy to. So that brings up the question, price point and availability. Now, I know that you've had the hookup before. You had kind of like the traditional or, as Coca-Cola would call it, the classic version or the original version, right? And now you have the new one that you're showing there at Macworld. What are the differences, really, and when will the new one be available?
Okay. Our original hookup could be purchased at Costco or PC Mall, Mac Mall, Micro Center. The new hookup lanyard we're showing at the show is $69.99, and we'll be shipping in early April, and it should be in even more places. It's been getting a pretty good reception at the Macworld show. And so it should be available. And if you check back on our site, you can we'll post where all the retail outlets you can purchase at.
Okay, and you don't sell online. You prefer that people go to your channel partners and buy it there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's Lentech, LENNTEK.com, where you can find out all about the hookup. Now, I heard that Macworld show floor this year was completely crammed and swamped. I just wanted to get your perception on, you know, was it a good show for you so far? What has been kind of the buzz in the air, other than the hookup, of course?
Yeah, it's few years has been, you know, getting better and better as far as attendance goes. We feel like we got a lot of visibility this last couple of days. Of course, there is a thin notebook, and I'm glad I didn't go out and buy another notebook because there's this brand new thin notebook by Apple. So that's what's really exciting about this year's Macworld.
See, the the MacBook Air looks really attractive to me, but unfortunately for me, I need the ports of the MacBook Pro. I need like a FireWire. I need a couple USBs. I am addicted to the network that we have at the studio. I would love to build something like that in the house. We have gigabit all over the building here, and then we have, I don't even know what kind of fiber or whatever they have coming into the place. But I love to plug my laptop in and not use wireless when I don't have to, just because the speed is significantly faster over the wire. But I look at the MacBook Air and I say, man, that would be great on a plane. That would be great when I'm doing a presentation in front of like a VC or one of these network execs on a TV show or something. I wouldn't need all these ports.
Right, right. I'm a traveler, so I like light.
and so you don't find the need for all these ports. What about not having a DVD? How do you feel about that?
You know, I use it mainly for email. I know you say that you can use a BlackBerry for that purpose, but sometimes I need to open documents, and that's probably the extent that I use my notebook for.
Oh, I hate email on a BlackBerry. That's just my opinion. One, because my thumbs are not that small. Two, I like to have a full-size keyboard, and I'm so used to multimedia email, you know, where I have audio and I have video and I have like fonts and I need you to make sure you understand this part and I can highlight it in red. That doesn't really work well for me on a BlackBerry. I've never been a good BlackBerry person.
I could never use a BlackBerry for email because my emails tend to be rather wordy. And I get these emails from people all the time that are like one line and it says sent from my BlackBerry, and I'm like, yeah, well, that's why I don't have one, because I write paragraphs.
Right. She and writes novels.
Killing a thumb by speed texting.
All right, so primarily you travel and you do email and documents and stuff. So that would be a great fit for you.
Right. Our products from Lentec are all focused on the traveler, and you know, that's what I do. I guess you know, I'm one of the beta testers.
So I know that there's even Bluetooth in some of these laptops and stuff. How does that look for future-wise? I mean, is there something that you'll be able to do in the future where you can have some stuff streaming from your laptop, or, I mean, does it hinder you at all?
No, yeah, actually, we're building other docks right now with Bluetooth streaming, so you'll be able to stream music from your phone or from your laptop to the docks.
All right, well, Matt, when that's ready, definitely give us a holler, and we'd love to share that with our listeners, too. We're speaking with Danny, who's the managing director of Lentec. They've got a great new lanyard called Hookup for your iPod. It connects to your cell phone, so you won't miss those important calls. Head over to Lentec.com, Lentec.com. You're listening to Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
Visit usendit.com to start your free trial of the premier online file sending service. When overnight is too long and FTP servers are too frustrating, just usendit for fast, secure digital deliveries. Promote your company with usendit's branding options. Securely send large or important files with tracking, password protection, controllable file expiration, and certified delivery. Save time and resources with unlimited storage options and corporate solutions. When it has to be there now, just usendit at usendit.com. This is Artie, a financial planner who paid no attention when the industry rules for archiving his client correspondence were mandated. Now he's facing an audit. Artie's scared. Fines, loss of contract, sanctions, and more await him. This is Steve. Steve's a financial planner too, but he uses email archiving and compliance from Smarsh.com. Steve's on the golf course, knowing that Smarsh.com's got his back. Steve's confident and compliant. Get compliant with Smarsh.com. That's Smarsh.com.
Time. It's all you can think about when aches and pains are keeping you up. Starting tonight, switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM and spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Advil PM has the multi-pain relieving power of Advil, plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep.
Use as directed. Brands are trademarks of their respective owners.
As an investor, you need information in a keystroke.
Keeping up online with the companies you hold is crucial, and there's no better tool than Market Browser to stay current with your portfolio. Market Browser is a free, standalone desktop version of what the pros use, with news, ratings, financials, and of course, charts. Charts that have been called the best in the business by Wall Street professionals. No spyware guaranteed, and it's absolutely free. Download Market Browser at marketbrowser.com. That's marketbrowser.com.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes.
Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
Hey, there are lots of hotel booking websites out there. They're all trying to get your attention. Well, I can make it easy. There's only one name you need to remember, and it's the name that says it all. HotelReservations.com. Are you traveling in the U.S.? HotelReservations.com. Overseas plans? HotelReservations.com. Headed out on business, big vacation? HotelReservations.com. See? It's just that simple. When you want the least expensive hotel reservations on the web, guaranteed, remember our name. HotelReservations.com.
Travelocity presents the Cruise Super Sale. Every cruise line and every destination is on sale now.
Bon voyage!
Get a great deal plus shipboard credits, stateroom upgrades, and more.
Don't you just love upgrades?
The Travelocity Cruise Super Sale. On now, but only for a limited time.
So let's cruise, baby.
Visit travelocity.com/supersale or AOL keyword cruise for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Big meeting in the morning and you're ready. All you need is a good night's sleep, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning and the pain.
Ooh.
Is driving you insane.
I gotta get some sleep. I should use Preparation H.
Why keep tossing and turning because of the itching and burning? Use Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief. Relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. Nighttime's the right time, too. For Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
Let's say you walk into a Walmart and find a hip purple tank top. Nice price, nice look, no big deal, right? Wrong. You didn't find a purple tank top. You found a gateway into spring. Because purple is the best looking Easter egg in the basket. It's a glass of grape soda by the pool. The first tulip you pluck from the garden. Who couldn't use a touch of purple in their lives? Walmart invites you to spring into all the right colors this season at the low prices you'd expect. Find tank tops in all the perfect colors for spring starting at $4.88 in the apparel area at Walmart. Prices may vary by store.
Hey, got a math problem for you. Add up all the downloaded MP3s on your hard drive and multiply by, I don't know, let's say a dollar. That's the number that would go on your arrest report if stealing music were treated like stealing anything else. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Online Tonight.
Hey, it's the Smart Family. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we are sitting in for David Lawrence on Online Tonight, but we're still taking your calls at the same number, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. We're taking your emails and your instant messages. Our email address is
radio@smartfamilyshow.com.
And our instant message is Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio.
That's right.
Is right.
We've been getting a lot of instant messages. I've been trying to ignore them, but I will share them with you in just a moment. In case you don't know too much about the Smart Family, and the whole Online Tonight website is being redone and moved over to our network and our fiber and all the great things we have here in our building. And during that transition, we're going to be putting things up like the interviews tomorrow, hopefully, if everything goes well. You'll be able to find that and more, like Jennifer's red carpet reports from B-Movie and Shrek and her meeting with Miley Cyrus and Hayden Panettiere. Those are all available online at smartfamilytour.com. If you want to see B-Movie, just go to the main page. On the left-hand side, you'll see Jennifer's little smiling face on a movie clapper, also known as a slate. And you can, I think that's what they're called. Movie clapper is probably more accurate.
I like clapper.
I got to call my little industry friends and find out if the process of stating your name, your age, and personal information is called a slate, or if the little clapper thing is actually called a slate. So I need to ask.
Jargon.
Yeah. Industry jargon. But if you want to see the other ones like Mike Myers and Hayden Panettiere and Miley, head over to the right-hand side. You'll see the word videos in the menu right below the photos. Click on that, and that'll take you to some photos and videos, and you'll be able to watch that. Now, you do need QuickTime 7 in that. So check that out, smartfamilytour.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by 10 Quick Steps. As you know, David Lawrence is the voice behind the MP3 versions of 10 Quick Steps, and here he is to tell you a little bit about one of his guides.
Get your blog up and running in moments. Join the blogging revolution and let your voice be heard. Covers movable type, typepad, blogger, and more. Get my easy-to-read, instantly downloadable guide, 10 Quick Steps to Blogging, right now at 10quicksteps.com. That's 10quicksteps.com.
That's a good place to get that. Don't forget the S at the end of 10quicksteps.com. The instant message we keep getting... I think this is all – I'm getting these because we went to Roswell, and we did – we went through the museum, the UFO museum, and we took pictures of the UFO light.
Alien light head.
Yeah, alien light
head. And
we
got cute T-shirts.
We got great little T-shirts, and I even think I ate some alien beef jerky and gave me gas. But
Was it green gas?
I don't really look at my gas for color. I run away, kind of like when I see a bee. I run away. Anyway, we've been getting this one about some UFO or something that was sighted in Texas. It happened first, I guess, in Stephenville on January 8th, 2008. 40 or 50 people saw it. Even a news reporter from ABC News, one of the guys over there is 50-year-old pilot, Mr. Allen. He said that it was huge. He was at a campfire with his friends. That always worries me.
With beverages in paper bags.
I don't even want to go there. Who were the friends? What were you doing? Anyway.
But
he says that he saw this thing and it looked like this was from the ground,
right.
Not from the air. I'm thinking you're a pilot, so maybe you were up in the sky.
Right.
No. It's from the ground. It looked like it was a mile wide, and he said it was huge. What was it that he said?
How can you tell that something is a mile long from the ground?
A mile long and half a mile wide, he said, according to Mr. Allen.
He can see very far.
I don't know how. I got my stick here. If I measure the tree and I divide it by the distance that I'm standing it from it,
how can you judge that some? Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you know this stuff. When you're measuring a triangle.
Focal standpoint.
Yeah, if I know the distance between the base of the tree and where I am and the angle, I'll know the height of the tree.
Oh, is this the square of the hypotenuse?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this is, he must have done some crazy math, divided by 9, come up with a mile long, half a mile wide. Hmm. Now, here's the weird part. I just found this out. You told me this recently. The government no longer has a group that goes around and investigates UFOs.
Well, we don't know that for a fact. The statement is the Air Force no longer investigates UFOs. There may be some division of the government, like Area 51, non-existent people, who – SETI. I mean, is SETI part of the government?
No. I'm interested in finding out. According to something I saw over at NPR, National Public Radio, they somehow got a – hold of a military report or something. It said U.S. military, which branch? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
U.S. military has dismissed the reports and has told all of the witnesses that it was nothing.
Yes.
That they should believe the military and not their lying eyes.
Somebody said that?
That is what I read on an NPR site.
Wow.
It always
makes me nervous. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Right. When you start building mountains out of potatoes.
No, this is only the first time.
I will run away.
Because remember, we went to the UFO museum and it.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about
the different kinds. What are the different kinds?
The first kind is when you see it. Mm-hmm. The second time is where it leaves.
Second kind. Right? Yeah.
Is where it leaves
marks.
Wait.
Let's be more accurate. All right? Close Encounters.
Of the first kind.
Of the first kind is when you visually see the sparkly lights in the sky, like this thing going over Texas.
Okay.
And what happened in Arizona. I mean, that's like the big one. And now Texas is like the big one. You know what I mean? Where they, like 100 people saw something fly over Arizona, Phoenix, and nobody could figure out what it was.
Weather balloon.
Yeah. Well, no. 16 weather balloons all in a pattern? Okay. Anyway, I don't want to go there.
Okay.
All right. So that's a close encounter of the first kind. Close encounter of the
second kind is when it leaves some kind of mark on Earth. Like the UFO smashes into a cornfield, leaving a strange circular mark.
Mm-hmm. Crop circles.
Right.
Or burn marks on a mountaintop, where it looks like there's three pads, you know, where it burnt the mountain.
Does a meteorite qualify as that?
Well,
I mean, that's kind of an identified flying object, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
That wouldn't go under UFO. Okay. Now, close
and
encounters
close
of the third kind.
Is when you meet the aliens and they attack you.
They probe your brain.
I have a question then. Here's my question. One of my favorite little cartoons right now, and I love the fact that Pixar does these cartoons at the beginning of the movie. So I think it's Ratatouille, right?
It is Ratatouille.
Where you get
because
the little
it's
alien.
Linguini.
It looks like Linguini. They got these little alien guy who's trying to figure out how to abduct people, and he has to learn how to use the board. You know, I'm still learning how to use my board, right? That's not what I wanted.
Yes, David.
There you go. See? Still learning how to use my board. So this little alien guy is trying to learn how to use the board, and he knocks over all the furniture, and he tries to get the guy out, and he gets stuck in a tree. What is that little short movie called? Do you even remember?
Lifted.
Then they get him in the spaceship. And then the guy turns the switch off, and the beam that got him in there, and then he falls. Is that considered close encounters of the third kind? Because he was physically in the spaceship,
but
not
he
awake.
Was asleep.
Yeah,
so
do you have to be aware of your encounter for it to be the third kind?
You can, like, later you can see these weird ultraviolet marks on your leg or your arm that don't wash
barcodes.
Off.
Yeah, barcodes, yeah. Exactly. Scalpel. Markings, like where they were going to cut the bone out. That's what always freaks me out, is I've seen a couple of those at the museum, at the UFO Museum in Roswell, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I believe I saw this lady that had been x-rayed, and then a few months later, she had been x-rayed again, and things were missing, like bone fragments were missing, but they couldn't see any surgical scars.
Ew.
Huh.
And she had claimed to be abducted.
They figured out how to teleport bones out of
your
body.
Not teleport. They probably use some non-scarring laser. I mean, these are advanced people. They can float around anti-gravity devices.
They probably just reach in and grab it.
They take
this weird
ray gun. They're made out of plasma or something.
And they take the ray gun and they turn your skin into moldable
goop.
Plastic. Then they stick their hand in and grab your bones.
Okay.
Everybody has their own... You know,
vision,
theories about this.
Exactly.
And our resident expert is an 11-year-old. So
that's what I want to know. What's the theory of the crazy lights going over Texas? It's been going on for weeks, and now it's gone from Little Stephenville to some more metro places, and the government's not really saying anything. So I'm interested in seeing what's going on there. If you're listening in Texas and you have an opinion, I would love to hear from you. Smart radio at smartfamilyshow.com or toll-free 1-800-39-ONLINE.
And if you're seeing those lights right now and you have a webcam, let us know, because we'll hook up our webcam or we'll get hooked up so that we can see it. Go outside. Show us the lights.
Nah, I'll just take your story. I'm here. You know, I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My dad has always wanted to – have I shared this with you?
My dad has
always wanted to be abducted.
Why?
And
are you sure he hasn't
probably
been?
He probably wouldn't even tell anybody because he just wants to know they're real. You know what I mean? He's kind of like a fan. And
yeah.
If he got abducted, then he would know. I know.
Oh, come on. He would have to tell somebody.
He would
tell
a small group of people. I don't know that
That story would come up every place.
This goes back to my comment last night.
It was 5 minutes. Hey, have I told you the story? Yes, you just told us.
This goes back to my comment last night about how people change the way they communicate when they get older.
Uh-huh.
If my dad was my age and he was abducted, he wouldn't tell anybody because everybody would call him a freak.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, because he's 70, what, 2, 4? How old's my dad? He's up there. He's a funny guy, though. He can dance really good. And he can still outrun me, which really scares me, but that's okay. He would tell everybody. You're absolutely right. Whereas back when he was my age, 40, he would never tell anybody.
First, he would go through.
Know in his own
first,
brain.
He would go through denial, where he would wonder if it really happened to him or not.
Was I dreaming?
Was I dreaming? Was I asleep on the couch when this happened? What?
Was
you know what's going? Was there any? Were there any witnesses?
Was there any witnesses?
Yeah.
He wouldn't need that. He just wants to, in his own mind, know that they're real. Just like Online Tonight is real. We're the smart family sitting in for David Lawrence on Online Tonight. We're taking your calls. 1-800-39-ONLINE. UFOs, Max, anything's up for grabs.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they could save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What walks downstairs, alone or in pairs, and makes the happiest sound? Everyone knows it's Slinky.
Slinky, an American icon since 1945. For over 60 years, Slinky has been made in the USA, creating classic fun for children of all ages. Slinky is available at your favorite retailer, so why not buy one today for yourself and someone you love?
Everyone knows it's Slinky. Everyone wants a Slinky.
Welcome to the Canine Anger Management Clinic. This must be Little Shredder.
He started this when I brought Odor Eaters home. Odor Eaters keeps feet and shoes dry and odor-free.
He liked smelly shoes?
Oh, yeah.
And now?
No more smelly shoes. Odor Eaters destroys odor on contact and absorbs wetness that causes odor.
He needs a smelly substitute. My loafer.
Looks like he found it.
Here, Shredder!
Odor Eaters, insoles, powder, and spray.
Hey there, this is your old biker pal, Smokey. I wanted to let you know about the great folks at GEICO. Their motorcycle insurance covers most kinds of bikes, and they have money-saving discounts. I also wanted to let you know that my voice is this deep because of all the bugs I've swallowed out on the open road. And finally, I want to let you know that I've decided to start dating again. Well, see you later.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Order! Order in the court!
It's time to render your decision. You've made up your mind, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and everyone's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H. Quick recess!
Where's he going?
You should carry Preparation H portable wipes, the discreet way to get big relief. They're convenient little packets that hold very big wipes, so you can cleanse, cool, and soothe to get relief even when you're not at home.
Order! Now, my decision.
Preparation H portable wipes. Big relief to go. Use as directed.
I don't know about you, but I always keep a few condoms around the house, you know, just in different areas. Because, I mean, look, you never know. But it feels kind of weird buying them with a big neon sign over your head flashing, "Look, everybody, she's having sex!" Which is even worse if you were just being optimistic. Anyway, so I'm in the drugstore, and I see this one called Magnum, which gets me thinking, why are condoms designed for men? Yes, men wear them on the outside, but don't we also wear them on the inside? Aren't we both using that condom? Unless men wear condoms when they're alone. Ugh.
Now there's Alexa by Trojan, the first condom designed by women to feel better for women.
You know, this idea that it's a man's condom could get totally out of control. Left unchecked, we could have condoms called Attila, Big Man, Lumberjack, Land Shark.
Now that you have Alexa condoms, use them. Because women are twice as likely as men to get a sexually transmitted disease. Learn more at AlexaByTrojan.com.
Tonight.
Hey, bookmark this.
It's the week of Macworld, and one of my favorite places to find out about the history of Apple Computer and all the different models. I use this all the time if I'm buying like a second hand laptop, Apple laptop, or an old iMac, or a MacBook Pro, or an iBook, or when I wanted to find out about my specifications on my Macintosh SE30. All that's over at apple-history.com. And you can look at, you know, find out about the Lisa, which was $10,000, and that came out right before the Macintosh came out, and you can learn all about the history. But again, I like to use it to find out what model of Power Mac I had, or do I have to spell the hyphen? No, it's A-P-P-L-E and then the dash. History, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y.com, Apple, dash, or hyphen, history.com. And again, I like to go there and see all the great things, like reminisce about my SE30 and my Mac 2CI and my Apple 2C. And I went there just the other day, was it today, so I could find about the difference between the new Mac Pro and the old Mac Pro. And you were right, by the way, that it only had 2 cores on the old one, and now the new one has 4 cores by default. So I think I owe you like a coffee. That's this hour's Bookmark This, apple-history.com.
Online tonight.
Can you say that again?
That I owe you a coffee?
That I was right.
No. There's a song that we just got. Miss Jennifer is reviewing it to see if it's appropriate for Jenny Radio.
Mm.
But it is a song about that exact thing. Just
about being right.
Just say, it's not that hard. Say I'm right. Mm. It'll make me feel good or something. I don't know. It's not by the Jonas Brothers, so she's not really into it right this second. She's getting prepared for tomorrow.
I'm getting in the mood.
So tomorrow, we will not have a live show. But if you want to leave a voicemail, 1-800-39-ONLINE. We'd love to have your calls. And then on Friday, we're going to have some special guests. And on Saturday, we're going to take your normal calls and tech support and do all that free. You know how much it costs now to get tech support?
A lot.
You have to dial like a 900 number, and you have to pay like $7 a minute.
You have to sit on hold forever. We get to our calls a lot quicker than
that. Yeah, we do. Even though we need to talk to our engineering department about what have you done? And I can't cancel that. Our engineering department about getting some of the phone lines changed, because ever since the changeover from David Lawrence, there's some weird routing issue in our PBX. So we got to find out about getting that fixed, because I can't seem to get more than 4 lines active at one time.
Mm.
So we'll play with that. I'll talk to Mr. Stewart, or who's the other person who pops in here every once in a while? John, the electrician guy. Do you know anything about phones? No, John.
John.
The electrician guy.
No, that's Matt.
Matt. That's John's his dad.
The plumber.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now I knew how these were all connected.
Right.
So are you sad you didn't make it to Macworld this year?
No.
With the buzz?
I'm not at all. Not me. No,
no,
not
we know
me.
You're not.
Well, I think the keynote experience was fine from a distance. Nothing really beats the year that we went and we were in the second row that first year that John Mayer was there. That was very, very exciting. I didn't even really know who John Mayer was before that, but I certainly did after that. So it was very exciting to be able to say John Mayer could have, like, dripped sweat on me in the second row. He didn't
so
really
gross.
Seem very sweaty, but, you know, if he had been sweaty, I could have been splashed. I guess.
I'm a man, and I played football, I played soccer, I played, hockey.
Football?
I've played baseball, I've done some rugby stuff.
Well, I can understand.
When people drip sweat on me. I was in a meeting today, And
somebody sweat on you?
Well, no, but somebody was speaking very aggressively, and there was a bubble, and it floated across, and it popped on my cheek.
Oh, no.
And you know, and I was like...
And you started to gag?
No. Okay, I
you do have that significant gag reflex sometimes.
I was trying. I had to purposely keep my hands down on the table because I was ready to
you
go.
You were to brush it off.
Like that. But I completely ignored it. I got into act mode and said, don't break the fourth wall. In this case, don't worry about the bubble that just popped on your face. And that was cool. It was a good meeting, though. So that's why I didn't want to wreck it.
Oh,
this was going great.
Yeah, don't freak out about spit.
Exactly. Because this could cost you... $500 million. So let's just go ahead and let the bubble pass.
I'm glad you made that decision.
Let the bubble pass. You know what I mean? Could have been worse. Could have been a piece of gum.
Ew.
I hate that. You know what I hate is when I find another piece of food like, and I go like that. What is that? And then I try it, and I'll be like, oh, that's an old French fry from breakfast. How long has that been on my face?
From the outside of your face?
I don't like that. I don't like when things are stuck in my teeth.
Oh, I don't like that either.
That's why I'm getting that new Sonic...
popcorn kernels.
The skins.
Skins, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They get up into your crown.
I hadn't even had popcorn for a while, and I had one.
You don't brush your teeth well enough.
Ugh.
It was in the very back.
That's why you smell. That's why your mouth smells, because you don't brush your teeth right. You need to get one of those new Braun's with the timer. And it tells you if you're brushing too hard, you need to go to the dentist more often. Then you won't smell so bad. If you ever meet Jennifer in person, offer her a mint before you have a chat, a sit-down chat, especially if it's in close range. All right, so you didn't miss going to Macworld? I did, because now with all the exhibits and all the great people that we've talked to already this week, I would like to have gone there and physically touched a lot of this stuff.
Right. But you know what? What I don't like about Macworld is that it does get very crowded. The booths are all so close together that sometimes it's hard to walk through between them. And I'm always I've always got my rolling bag behind me, so I find that I just have trouble getting through the crowds. It's, with Macworld, it's either feast or famine. It's either very, like, ghost town.
Tell me when it was ghost town. I can't remember a single time.
It was a few years ago that we went, and it was just kind of...
Not since Steve's been back.
No.
So I don't know what you're
thinking. Or maybe there's just certain areas of it that are less traffic.
You're listening to The Smarts on Online Tonight, taking your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE. It's Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
Hi, I'm Smokey, and this is my new friend Ernie.
Hi.
Ernie wants to be a biker.
Sure do.
Okay, just calm down, Ernie. First you need a bike. Then you need Geico Motorcycle Insurance. They cover most kinds of bikes and have money-saving discounts. And finally, you'll need a nickname. Something that's suits you, like, I don't know, Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too late. It's already stuck, Fuzzy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
And now for the bonus round. A tree falls in a forest. What kind of tree is it?
Siberian elm.
Correct. If a rhombus has four sides, what is the opposite of blue?
Purple?
Correct. If you rent all your DVDs from Netflix, how much gas money will you spend driving to and from the video store?
Zero.
Correct. Trim down your gas budget by renting from Netflix, where plans start at only $5.99 a month. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered straight to your home in about one business day. No driving, no late fees, and free shipping both ways. Netflix, it's that easy.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky, Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. The hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. Minute 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left.
Have that not work and have them run away from you. Gotta keep people at arm's length and never get too close. Gotta mistrust the ones you supposedly love the most. Gotta pretend you're fine and don't need help from anyone. Gotta feel worthless unless you're serving or helping someone.
2 minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. Seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. Past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. The hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23. ABC, New York. SATSRVS 04 left. 5 minutes past the hour.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. It's 30 seconds past the hour, 60 seconds to live.
This is Online Tonight with David Lawrence, Saturday nights, 7 to 10 Pacific.
AMCA, Transponder 23, ABC New York, SATSRVS 04 left. Minutes past the hour, 30 seconds to live. Tone ends at 0620.
I was the victim of a radio prank.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a sad day when getting a man to describe his own behind passes as human.
With David Lawrence.
And now, from the most connected city in the universe, this is Online Tonight with David Lawrence. On the air, toll free at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. And now, the host of Online Tonight, David Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. David's not here.
No, he's not.
Dave's not here! Do you remember that?
Dave's not here.
It's me, man. It's Dave. Anyway, that's from another... You don't need to know who they are. That's for our generation.
That's Dave and Buster.
No, it's not. It's from a... It's a, from a comedy skit from two very funny people.
She knows one of them.
Yeah, who is he?
Cheech. Was in Spy Kids.
Is he on Sesame Street or something?
No,
oh,
he
yeah,
was
yeah,
the,
he played the uncle.
The quote uncle
That's
in
right.
Spy Kids.
Oh, right, that guy.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. Yeah, it's the smart sitting in for David Lawrence. I am Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
Today we are talking about Macworld and all the great things that are going on. This hour we're going to have a special guest to talk about his opinion of what's going on the floor and also to share some pretty neat handheld gadgets that might help you with getting organized and all that good stuff. But we want to take your calls at 1-800-39-ONLINE, like Maria gave you a few minutes ago, 1-800-396-6546. We also take your emails and your instant messages while we're on the air. Our email address is...
radio@smartfamilyshow.com.
And we also take your instant messages, that's Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio.
Yep.
All right, on the phone, I believe we have Mr. Paul...
Scandariato.
How do you say your last name?
It's Scandariato, Paul Scandariato.
All right. Is that Italian?
Yes, it is.
Oh, all right. Well, you sound like a youngster.
I'm 23.
Oh, you're 23. So you've been in business 10 years.
I have, yes.
Oh, it's, all right. Celebrating a decade. Almost as long
Absolutely.
As Miss Jennifer's been on the air. She started when she was 5. You started your company when you were a teenager, which is a good time to get started.
Oh yeah, it's very little startup cost, so it's good, and it's a technology company, so it's a lot of fun. So it's been one of my big interests.
All right, so you're the CEO of IntelliScanner.
That's correct.
And now you have the word "scan" in your name.
Yeah, somebody pointed that out to me a couple years ago, and it never really occurred to me before.
So it's completely coincidental.
Exactly, scan is in the name, but. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it just happened to end up that way.
Oh, see, I had a lot of pressure growing up to be smart because my last name was Smart. I wasn't allowed to be in special class, and so I thought maybe you decided to get into handheld scanners and some other great stuff like that because it was in your name.
I think it was purely coincidental.
All right, so you're at Macworld. Are you on the floor and you have a booth and all that fun stuff?
Yep. We're here for the fifth year, actually, and we've had a great time so far. We're in the basically we just wrapped up the second of 4 days.
So the company is IntelliScanner. I'm going to assume that you make something to do with scanning. Can you tell us if you now announced anything new and exciting in Macworld or what you're showing off this week?
Certainly. Well, IntelliScanner is a personal scanner that helps you organize either your home or your small business. It's actually a barcode scanner, and you can scan the barcode on books and wine and groceries and comics and different things around your home in order to get organized. And that's actually what we came out with last year. The IntelliScanner Mini is our latest model for home organization. At the show, we came out with the IntelliScanner Soho. Basically, that's the same thing for small businesses to keep track of their inventory and their assets and the different things that small businesses need to be able to keep track of as part of running a small business.
I almost feel like I've used your Soho product before. Do you guys work with like Digital Library and Delicious Monster and all that stuff?
Delicious Library is actually one of our competitors. They make software that lets you organize books and CDs and DVDs. We very much focus on being able to organize everything in your home, so wine, groceries, comics, everything that you've got. And instead of having to actually bring the item to your computer, the scanner is actually portable, so you can take it anywhere, bring it to your books, bring it to your CDs, bring it to your DVDs, bring it to down to a wine cellar, and then scan all the stuff, bring it back to your computer, and plug it into download.
I'm so glad we had you on then, because one of my biggest complaints is I have a lot more in my house to organize than just a DVD, a CD, and a book.
Absolutely. You've got all kinds of stuff. You want to be able to organize everything, and that's really what we want you to be able to do. We want you to be able to scan everything in and keep a catalog of everything you have, whether you just want to have a database of things you know what you've got, or you want to be able to build a report for insurance, say. A lot of people use it to build an insurance report of all their valuables.
Now, I'm really curious about the groceries and the wine and stuff. Once you've scanned all those things in, and then once you've used them up, what do you do about keeping track of the inventory, and can you generate shopping lists from – do you have software for that?
Absolutely. I'll tell you about the groceries first. The best way to use the groceries is to keep the scanner near your trash can. And when you throw it away, you scan the barcode on it, and that basically adds it to your shopping list. So at the end of the week, you plug in your scanner. It uses its built-in database of groceries, and it actually allows you to build a shopping list. It just prints out a shopping list categorized by the section in the store. So all you have to do is just scan your stuff that you throw it away, and you've got yourself a shopping list.
No.
Wine software.
That's not going to – wait, Paul. That's not going to work. I can see the gleam in Miss Victoria's eyes. We're never going to run out of Welch's grape juice again because she's going to put one of these scanners right by the trash can, and the next time I throw one out, I'm going to get punished for not scanning it right. I can see it now.
Well, you'll have to scan it each time.
I guess. All right. So, but if you put it near the trash can, honey, you got a better shot because you know I never miss the trash can.
Well, it'll have to be near the recycle bin because we recycle just about everything.
That's true. All right. You were talking about wine.
Yes. With the wine software, it's quite similar. When you scan it and you throw it away, you mark it as consumed, but you might want to track your tasting notes, say, and be able to know that you've got that item. That you still want to keep track of when you had that wine and if you liked it or you didn't. And so the software lets you keep track of that, too. So you never really lose the record. This isn't deleted. You get a history of all the wine that you've liked in the past.
Well, I have a question for you. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Miss Jennifer was born in San Francisco right next to Napa. So we have some friends in the Napa area, and sometimes we will get a reserved version of wine, sometimes a case, sometimes just a small amount, and it doesn't have a barcode on it because it's just been custom. How do we track that?
That's very true. What we have is we have pre-printed barcode tags. And so if it doesn't have a barcode on already, so say it's from a small winery or it's just a limited run, we have tags, each with a unique number. And so while the program won't automatically identify what it is, what it will do is it will provide you with a way to keep it, track of it as part of your database with that barcode. So later you can scan it to scan it out, scan it to get the information, and the wine software also helps you find the best time to drink your wine, too. And so we have found many customers just leave their wine in their cellar. They don't know what they have, and it turns to vinegar before they actually really know what they need.
All right, so we've talked about the kitchen, where it works in the kitchen with the groceries, and we talked about wine. And then what else can you use to Intel scanner to track?
Well, we talked about the media and being able to organize those items. You can also use your Intel scanner to keep track of your comics. We have a large number of customers that keep track of their comic collections, and it makes it really easy to keep track of all the series and issues that you have. So if you're a big comic fan, you might have thousands upon thousands of issues. And that provides you with the ability to see exactly what issues that you have of each and every comic that you have, and also allows you to do an inventory with barcodes so you make sure that you know exactly what you have in stock.
All right, more with Paul from IntelliScanner in just a moment. He started the company when he was 13, and he got me into comic books, and some of that stuff doesn't have barcodes on Online Tonight.
I have both gotten holiday gift baskets in the past, but never like the ones you'll find at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. These are not your mama's gift baskets. They're like gift baskets on steroids, you know? Beautiful gifts that everyone will love and cherish forever. Train cases and leather boxes and chests and planners. Even an overflowing radio flyer wagon replica overstuffed with the world's finest gourmet coffees and candies and nuts and chocolates, only at giftbasketsdeluxe.com. Order right now at giftbasketsdeluxe.com.
Weed relaxes me. I'm not the type to get paranoid or freaked out. What's that called? Acute panic anxiety reaction? Sure, it increases some people's heart rate and blood pressure a little, but not mine. Hey, are you staring at me? Good thing I'm so mellow where I might obsess over it. But I'm cool. It's cool. Everything's cool. Is my zipper down? Is my shirt inside out? Are my shoes on the wrong feet? Do my socks match? Did I rip my jeans? It's a zit, isn't it? It's a giant zit.
One thing pot definitely does, it makes you less you. Check out AboveTheInfluence.com.
Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
I'm Victoria Smart. The holidays are fast approaching, and you need great gift ideas. Well, I'm here to help. Put HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers at the top of your list. They make taking and printing great digital photos easy. The HP PhotoSmart R937 digital camera combines impressive 8-megapixel resolution with a sleek design that's perfect for people on the go. It has a big, bright 3.6-inch screen, a powerful zoom lens, and HP's industry-leading steady photo mode for sharp, clear photos in any situation. And to print those great photos, pick up an HP PhotoSmart C6280 all-in-one printer. It has everything you need for lab-quality photos and everyday printing, plus it scans, copies, and faxes. It's fast, reliable, and the all-in-one convenience saves lots of space. The C6280 is ideal for creative projects, homework, or even work. So I've done my part with the great ideas, HP PhotoSmart digital cameras and HP PhotoSmart all-in-one printers. Now it's up to you to turn them into great gifts. Remember, HP is your reliable choice for everything digital this holiday season. Visit HP.com or an HP retailer near you for more information.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that Geico Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Excuse me, miss. What are you doing?
I'm just grilling some burgers. Don't they smell great?
Well, yeah, but ma'am, you can't grill inside a Walmart.
Oh, well, this is the backyard barbecue aisle. It has all the stuff I need for a barbecue right in one place. It's so easy.
Sure, but you still can't grill inside, even in the barbecue aisle.
Don't worry. I'll pay for everything. At Walmart prices, it won't be much.
Ma'am, people are waiting to get down the aisle. Is that a cheeseburger?
Want one?
Yeah.
The backyard barbecue aisle at Walmart. Great barbecues start here.
Hi, I'm filling in on this radio spot for Hall's Fruit Breezers because the regular announcer, Jim, is, quote, sick with a, quote, sore throat. Funny how Jim seems to have gotten a, quote, sore throat just after Jim found out Hall's Fruit Breezers come in so many awesome flavors. Funny how Jim's home enjoying the sweet taste of Hall's Fruit Breezers while I'm covering for Jim again. Funny, isn't it, Jim? Ha ha! Anyway, Jim, Hall's Fruit Breezers soothes all kinds of scratchy, irritated throats. Unless you're Jim. Jim, in which case it soothes pretend ones. Jim.
If you have joint pain and you're concerned you may be taking too many over-the-counter pills, here's a simple way to find out. Just read the labels. This one says for the temporary relief of minor aches and pains. What else? Not to exceed 8 tablets in 24 hours. And right here it says, do not take this product for pain for more than 10 days unless directed by a doctor. It is small type, but it's there for a reason. If your pain lasts more than 10 days, talk to a doctor, because the risks are real. Ulcers, kidney problems, liver problems, and far worse. So no matter what medication you take for joint pain, over-the-counter or prescription, make sure you're taking it the right way. Read the labels. If your joint pain lasts more than 10 days, talk to your doctor. To find out more about Safe Arthritis Joint Pain Relief or to get your free information kit, visit safepainrelief.com. Know the risks. Get the facts. This message brought to you by Pfizer.
All right, this hour's Geek Speak, I'm going to get the girls' involvement. Do you know what DAP stands for?
DAP.
Yeah. It's an acronym.
It's a brand of caulking.
No, I believe that's DAPP, DAP,
oh.
Two Ps.
Okay.
This is where acronyms and Geek Speaks and technology terms can get confusing. What I meant it to mean was digital audio player, like an iPod or a Sansa or a Disney Max. That's what I meant. I meant a digital audio player. But I was talking to an engineer that does a lot of IT work, and he thought it meant directory access protocol, which is part of the OSI model in the application layer. So sometimes these geek speaks and these tech terms can be confusing if you're not on the same page. So it also could mean, like if you're in Malaysia, there's something called the Democratic Action Party, or DAP, which is the opposition of their the majority political party, right? And then you mentioned DAP Products, Inc., which is American manufacturer of caulking material. Caulking. I am having trouble with the word materials today. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, that's this hour's Geek Speak, DAP. And when I say DAP on Online Tonight, I mean digital audio player like an iPod or something fun like that. All right, more with Mr. Paul from IntelliScanner. Have a question about some of the different scanners that you have. Miss Jennifer had a quick question first regarding lasagna.
Yes. We know we like a certain type of lasagna, and sometimes we buy like 3 boxes at a time. Can you scan it multiple times to show that you have more than one?
Absolutely. In fact, what you can do is if you buy groceries in bulk, let's say you buy 10 of them, we actually include a card that you can just scan the number 10. And so after you scan one of them, you just scan 10 off the card. And so you don't have to scan it 10 times. You only have to scan it once.
Oh, see, that's cool. So now I'm thinking like you'd have like 2, 3, 5, 10 like on the back of the door. And then while you're putting these things on the shelf or popping them into the refrigerator, you scan the quantity, you scan the product, and then when you head back to your computer, it just syncs right up.
Exactly. And it tells you that you now have 10 of them. And if you then buy a few more, or if you have some of them but you still have some left, it'll keep track of that for you too.
I know you're at Macworld, but does this only work on a Mac?
Nope. It actually works on Macs and PCs. Originally, we just made products for the Mac, but about 3 or 4 years ago, we decided to also make them for PCs, and we now make them for both, and people love it on both platforms.
All right, so before I get into the different scanners that you offer, like the Mini, the Soho, the Pro, the Scanabout, and all that stuff, I know you got the Media Collector, the Wine Collector, the Kitchen Companion, I think it's called, and then the Comic Book one. Do you have, like, a bundle where you get, like, all the software and a cool little scanner all in one, or do I buy them all separately, or how does that work?
We basically sell it as a bundle, and so it's called the IntelliScanner Mini Bundle, and it includes the mini scanner, which is just about the size of a car key fob, and then it also includes our 5 home organization programs for media, for wine, for comics, for your groceries, and then for just general home assets like computers and furniture, and that all comes in a bundle, the IntelliScanner Mini Bundle, so you don't have to buy hardware and software separately like that. You just get everything. You just get something that organizes everything in your home in one box.
Can you have more than one scanner?
You can. We actually have people who they have 2 or 3 people in the family who all have scanners, And then what they do is they walk around with their scanner, they scan things, and they just bring it back, and they put it in the family database. And so they have the family database of books, or the family database of movies, or the family database of comics. But they can all add and maintain that separately with their own scanner.
Yeah, see, that seems to make sense to me. That's a good question, because, you know, I keep a lot of my private DVDs and some of my books that I don't want people touching in the regular library downstairs at home, as an example. And so I would want to maybe have a scanner up by my stuff, and that way you could have a scanner down by your stuff, and we still get all the same benefits.
I think it would be beneficial to have a scanner in the kitchen that you leave in the kitchen for the grocery inventory. You know, when you're bringing in bags of groceries and you want to scan them and put them in the inventory, you don't want to have to go searching around the house for, you know,
the scanner.
If somebody was entering DVDs last, where am I going to find the scanner?
Exactly. Who's got my scanner? And then you could just say, hey, it's your scanner. If you lost, that's your problem. You cannot have my scanner. So that's, you know,
exactly. That's
how we roll here. So I know that you've got that mini bundle, but what's the difference like between the mini, the Soho, the Pro?
Sure, certainly. Our big focus for our products is our two products, the Mini and then the Soho. The Mini is our home organization bundle. The Soho is what we just came out with at Macworld. And the difference is that the Soho is designed for small offices and home offices. And so instead of organizing, say, your wine and your comics, it organizes media in your office, but it also comes with inventory software that lets you organize all the assets in your business. Usually when you think of barcodes, you think of a big business, but we thought that small companies would be able to take advantage of barcodes too. And so the Soho actually comes with the inventory software. We have a couple of specialty products, like the IntelliScanner Pro is a more advanced scanner designed for larger businesses. And then we also have several special bundles for the home, like our wine collector bundle includes just our wine software with the scanner and actually a custom-built wine crate. So it makes a great gift.
Okay, so I think I'm following you along with the Soho. As an example, at my company we had like 30, 40 employees. We all had laptops, and so you know, one guy put a sticker on it, an asset management sticker, so that he knew, you know, which laptops were out, which ones were out at service. It said, you know, this laptop is owned by the corporation. So that's what you mean by inventory and asset management, right?
Exactly. Small businesses have those same exact things. They want to keep track of A, what they actually own. So their computers, their equipment, the things they've invested their money in, and then also their inventory, the things they actually sell. And as you sell things, you reduce your inventory, so you want to make sure you never sell out. So it keeps track of, say, telling you when you have low stock of an item and you need to order more.
Now, wouldn't those Soho type and the inventory management type stuff be really expensive? Like you're looking at $1,000 or something. How much do you charge?
The IntelliScanner Soho is $299. And it includes the scanner and the software. Usually when you think of business inventory, you're at thousands of dollars, but we want small businesses and home offices to be able to afford it. And so we designed a system that would really make it easy for anyone who's running even the smallest business or just working from home to be able to get it for $299.
And then your IntelliScanner mini bundle with all the five different software and the mini scanner itself, what does that run?
That's also $299. And so regardless of if you're organizing your home or your business, for $299 you can organize everything.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, from IntelliScanner. Head over to IntelliScanner.com, IntelliScanner.com. And if you're at Macworld, go by, peek at it, check it out. It's really awesome. You're listening to Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
Now is the time to invest in Manhattan real estate. That's right, investment property in Manhattan. It's one of the hottest real estate markets in the world, still going strong, with more stability and better returns than what everyone else is experiencing. Maximize your returns. Call New York residents now at 1-800-804-8242 for free information and a free book. That's 1-800-804-8242, or go to newyorkresidents.com.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You're brilliant. You're terrific at what you do. But what do others have that you don't? A certificate. A beautiful document suitable for framing. Ah, but certificates are expensive, yes? No. They're absolutely free at freeprintable.net. At freeprintable.net, you'll find certificates of excellence and achievement and appreciation. You'll find certificates for kids, for volunteers, for romance. Everyone is customizable and printable on your very own printer. And every certificate is absolutely free at freeprintable.net.
You're in Walmart wearing a thick sweater and jeans when you notice a cool pair of orange capris. And then it hits you. Winter is on its way out. The orange color reminds you of your favorite beach towel. The sky at dusk once the nights get shorter. Orange is your favorite flavor of sherbet that you eat on the porch. These orange capris aren't just nice to look at. They're a ticket to a new season. You could use a bit of orange right now. At Walmart, it's time to spring into all the right colors this season at the low prices you'd expect. Look for capris in a variety of colors starting at $10.84 in the apparel area at Walmart. Prices may vary by store.
Do you have a great idea for a new product or invention but don't know what to do next? Are you tired of so-called invention corporations that are more interested in your money than your success? Well, IdeaTango.com is a convenient, confidential, and cost-effective new resource for inventors and businesses and service providers. Through user-driven online forums, members with great ideas get connected with the members that need them. So what are you waiting for? Bring your ideas to life today at www.IdeaTango.com. Connecting members, empowering ideas. IdeaTango.com.
On our first family vacation, I was cramped in the back seat of our little car, so I got a pain reliever for my sore leg. Then our next getaway involved a brutally long plane ride, so I got something else just for my sore neck. Different pains, different pain relievers. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Wherever I hurt, Advil works. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. Whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
Ambassador Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, what's the goal?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what does it take to achieve this goal?
It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
To volunteer or donate, please call 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at OperationHope.org.
New Emergency Immune Defense is packed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, plus zinc and other immune boosters to bolster your immune system. So even at this time of year, you can go out there and live on the edge.
I touched a doorknob with my bare hand. I'm not washing it either.
We're going on a beach vacation in the North Atlantic this February. The kids can't wait.
I make snow angels naked. Watch.
Emergency Immune Defense. So your immune system is ready for whatever you throw at it. Now in the cough, cold, or vitamin C aisle of fine retailers everywhere.
Does it take to put a 20% down in CD sales? How many clicks does it take before 99% of all music on the web is illegal?
How many clicks before an entire generation stops buying music at all?
We've done the calculations. Internet music piracy. Respect the music.
A message from Online Tonight with David Lawrence.
Respect the music.
Don't pirate.
Online Tonight.
It's the Smart, sitting in for David Lawrence. I'm Max.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we're taking your calls toll-free, 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546. We also take your emails and your instant messages, our email address.
Radio@smartfamilyshow.com. Please give us your first name, your city and state, and a way to reach you by email or by phone, because we would love to enter you into our drawings. Occasionally we get wonderful gifts that we want to share with our listeners. Sometimes Max will throw out a question and I'll offer a prize to the first person who calls in with an answer. But for the most part, when we get some great stuff in here, we just like to share it with our listeners, and we have a bowl that we'll throw your information into, and we'll pull out a card and we'll give away stuff. So we'd like to include you in that.
Our instant message address?
Smart Max Radio and Smart Vic Radio. That works on Skype, Yahoo, MSN, AOL, iChat, mm-hmm. All the major services.
All right, you got them all. Good job. I wasn't going to share this IM, but I got one. This is apparently from some guy in Texas, and he tried to write it with an accent. It says, "I ain't seen none of those space aliens, but my back end hurts." I don't get it. Do you get it?
No.
Okay, great. I wasn't going to read it initially, but I thought maybe somebody out there would get it.
Okay.
It kind of reminded me of that the candy bar commercial. I can't hear you. What? My butt hurts. What? My butt hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever saw that.
Chocolate rabbits.
Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by 10 Quick Steps. David Lawrence is the voice behind 10 Quick Steps. You can get it in both a PDF and an MP3. And here he is to tell you a little bit about one of his guides.
VHS tapes are being replaced, slowly but surely, by the DVD. You can take all those VHS tapes you've invested in and burn them to DVDs for posterity. I'll show you how. Get my easy-to-read, instantly downloadable guide, 10 Quick Steps to Converting VHS to DVD, right now at 10quicksteps.com. That's 10quicksteps.com.
Okay, you heard him, honey. David said I can burn my VHSs. I don't have to keep that wedding video or my commercials when I was 10, I can just burn them, and that's it.
I'm surprised that you haven't transferred that wedding VHS yet. That should have been the first thing to convert to DVD.
Heck no.
No, you're the first thing you converted to DVD was Song of the South.
What?
Wasn't that the first thing you took from VHS and converted to DVD?
I would say the first thing I converted from VHS to DVD would be something legal. Like Crazy Uncle Brian dancing to Respect. Respect! Just a little bit! Respect! Anyway, that's what I did.
Mm.
Song of the South, I believe we have on VHS, and I did make a DVD for my own personal use.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't implying that you were selling it on the
street. But you're not even allowed to have that in America. I don't think that you're legally allowed to have it in America.
What, you think the police are going to come and take it away from you?
No.
Like the censors?
I don't know. I don't know if it was legal for the European company to sell it to me here.
Mm.
That's my question. Because if it was a DVD, it would have the European region code, and it wouldn't play in my American player.
It wouldn't?
No.
So there is a difference between DVDs in Europe and here.
Of course. Well,
I mean, I knew there was for VHS tapes.
What's the primary difference, right? Isn't it PAL
speed?
Versus NTSC?
Is it the speed? Of
no.
The, no.
The speed.
Well, okay. No, the only reason I say that. Listen first.
First listen.
When I lived in Japan, all the electronics came with a setting for 50 or 60 hertz.
Mm.
And you could switch them because the power was different over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wondered if there was that a similar difference. Because you need a power converter when you plug your things in Europe, don't you?
Not in Japan. They use 110 American, same as they do here in the States.
But when you go to Europe,
oh, yeah,
they have different plugs, and you have to use a converter.
Funny little square thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember when there was 45s and 33s?
Of course.
78s?
I have a closet full of not 78s, but 45s and 33s.
Does that RCA cabinet at home play 78s? My grandma had a whole closet full of 78s. Wow, that's reaching back.
I think I can ask that question by instant message and have that answer for you in just a minute. Because
really?
I don't recall.
Well, is somebody at home taking your IMs?
No, not at our home, but somebody who used to own this cabinet.
Oh, okay. No, that's all right.
Online.
I'll just look when I get home. That's kind of fun things to do. Give me a homework assignment when I get home. Walk the dog, make sure she didn't pee in the bathroom again, And check to see if the RCA Super Cabinet plays 78s. I don't think it plays anything right now because the belt is broken.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
I did get an IM about my Star Wars Laserdiscs.
You did?
Yeah. If somebody wants, I'm not going to take IMs for it, though. If you want to buy all three as a set, send me an email, max@smartfamilymedia.com, and I'll take names in the next few days, and the first reasonable offer that I get, I'll take. I haven't got any price in mind, you know. I'd like to sell them all as a set, and that's just why I'm not responding to this one, because, like, I need number two, Return of the Jedi, or whatever. And I if I'm going to part with them at all, I'm going to part with all three.
Wasn't that number five, technically?
Yeah, technically, it was number five. Well, I don't know.
Wait.
Return of the Jedi was what number? Oh, see?
Maybe. Now, wait, what was the third one? What was number six? Okay, so we got Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Which was called?
Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Empire
That's
Strikes
order.
Back was number It was number five.
Number five. All right.
Macworld. So complicated.
We didn't really touch on this, and I was hoping somebody would call regarding this issue. But what do you think about the $20 fee on the iPod Touch to add five small applications?
Well, I don't think it's really worth it because, I mean, sure, it's what? You're laughing at me.
No, she doesn't think it's worth it. I want to get her opinion on that.
Sure, it's mail, and it's the maps with the location and everything, but, and getting to flip to change your little, you know, home screen.
Home screen, yeah, little bumpy buttons.
But that's not really worth it. I think maybe it just should have started out with a few more features than it started out with, and then added the update with just a few minor ones as a free update.
Okay, so
I got two
IMs already on this exact topic. If you head over to dig.com, a lot of people are saying, this was a link that was sent to me, that the $20 upgrade is unfair, and Apple made plenty of profit on the Touch as it was, and it's just a software update. So why is it okay if they're claiming some legal issue, like sans Oxley, what is that, Sarbanes-Oxley, where you can't show revenue on something that you had already accounted for in a previous quarter, and they add a feature to it, you know what I mean? So there's, you know, I think Apple's argument is there's some legal requirement why we have to charge for this feature, but we don't have to charge it for the iPhone or with Apple TV because there's a recurring revenue model with the with the cellular provider or the DVD rentals. Mm-hmm. So we're making that revenue up there, and we're going to take the cost of the upgrades off of those revenues. So that I kind of understand that. But I also – the second IM I got was if you went into an Apple store today or anybody else that sells an iPod Touch, they've already taken $20 off the existing inventory in the stores so that it will account for the fee. But what if you bought one yesterday or day before, Tuesday, Monday,
they're
going
to have another one of those
You know, so she got somebody who's going to be sad that they bought it two extra days when they could have just – but you know what? You got 14 days. You could take it back, get your money back, and then buy it for $20 less. But now you have to go through the process of giving that $20 to Apple. So they just kind of made it inconvenient in some cases. I think it's cool. I like the fact that it's now a smart Wi-Fi device where you can now get your mail. You can now order your Starbucks.
Well,
like that, but I don't like the fee.
I was going to say I probably wouldn't have bought an iPod Touch if it didn't do mail, because that was one of the features of the iPhone that I liked so much. Like, I would look at the iPhone and say, I may not use it as a phone, but I would want mail on the Touch, and that would be the deal breaker.
So you wouldn't have bought an iPod Touch as an iPod. You wanted it to be a smarter appliance?
Yes, but I wouldn't necessarily need it as a phone.
Well, I think the main reason why Apple didn't have all the same features in the iPod Touch initially and the phone was they weren't sure how well the iPhone was going to sell. You know what I mean? So they had to make it more compelling. It costs this much more money for the phone.
Right.
And you have to sign up with AT&T before even the iPod features will work.
Right.
And so people are going, okay, it's got maps. It's got stocks. It's got mail. It's got all these other things that will work, both over mail works over cellular and Wi-Fi, which is really cool because I almost never have my Wi-Fi even turned on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So that all works good. And so I think maybe they were worried that it was going to – that the iPod Touch would cannibalize some of the iPhone sales, which clearly it did not. And
because
so now Apple's not worried anymore.
Because they didn't have those other features.
Exactly. So now – well, who knows? We'll see. We'll see if there's a shift in the way things work. But, you know, I would probably get this now as a SMS device or instant messaging device. It needs an iChat client on it. I think that's what's missing. If it had an iChat client on it and a mail, and of course it's got Safari on there and iTunes where I could buy the song right at the, there'd be no reason to buy one of those little IM devices or, you know, one of those other just appliances, because now you've got your widescreen video and you can rent stuff. You've got your music. Soon you're going to have games. And you're going to have all your other, like, communication skills. I don't see why you wouldn't want an iPod Touch now, especially if you don't need a phone.
Right.
That's me.
And it might be better for a kid because it has all those benefits and no phone.
So very soon they're going to have a no iPod Touch allowed in school. You're listening to Online Tonight with the Smarts. Stay tuned.
You Send It is the number one digital delivery company on the web, allowing businesses and individuals to conveniently deliver all types of digital content. People around the world rely on You Send It to securely deliver videos, music, photos, graphics, data, and other digital files. Go to YouSendIt.com and eliminate email bounce backs from oversized attachments, burning files to disk and shipping them by overnight courier, and the need to use FTP transfers. Visit YouSendIt.com to start your free trial. That's YouSendIt.com.
Hi, it's Max. And if you haven't tried Skype yet, you're paying way too much for long distance. Calls and video chats between Skype users are free, of course. And calls to landlines and cell phones are less than $3 a month for unlimited domestic long distance calls. And I'm not kidding when I say calls to phones and not computers. This means you don't have to teach your relatives how to answer Skype calls on their computer. It's easy. Visit Skype.com to see how you can get started with Skype today. Let me spell that for you. SKYPE.com. Skype. Freeing conversations.
Witness the birth of fear on DVD. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The beginning. The only thing more shocking than how it ended is how it all began.
You're not going anywhere.
Critics call it one of the most terrifying horror films ever made. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. Only uncut, unrated DVD. Too shocking for theaters today.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that GEICO Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Time. It's all you can think about when aches and pains are keeping you up.
Starting tonight, switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM and spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Advil PM has the multi-pain relieving power of Advil, plus a non-habit-forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
That tailgate guy, we all know him. He's the guy whose car is always way too close for comfort. He honks. He flashes his beams. Now, sure, you can teach him a lesson by slamming on your brakes, but you're a safe driver. So you let him pass, hoping that somewhere down the road, a little speed trap is waiting to greet him. You see, you know that it's people like that tailgate guy that cause accidents. Accidents that can raise everyone's insurance rates. At Allstate, they think you deserve to be rewarded for not stooping to his level. So if you've got a safe record, Allstate can save you up to 20% off your auto insurance. Safe drivers cost everyone less. They should pay less. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
For more information, visit your local Allstate agent. Call 1-800-ALLSTATE or click on allstate.com. Allstate, proud sponsor of the 2004 U.S. Olympic team. Discount and insurance offered only with select companies and subject to availability and qualifications. Discount amount may be lower and applies to most major coverages. Allstate Insurance Company and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Well, Miss Jennifer and I have our birthdays in September, but there's a lot of birthdays, at least in our family, coming around here in January. So somebody asked me, what are the birthstones for all the different years? And I, being the kind of person that I am, said, that's not enough. What if you're Jewish? What if you're, what else am I? What if you're Hindu? What if you're all these other things? So I found a website that has all the charts for all the stones that you could ever think of. And it is, let me get there, www.jewelrycenter.com/birthstonescharteinfo.asp. And you will get the traditional or the modern birthstones. As an example, January is a garnet, February is an amethyst. But if you're Hindu, January is a ruby. If you're Arabic, it's also a garnet. If you're Jewish, it's a garnet. If you're Roman, it's a garnet. Let me give you some of the different ones, which I thought were neat. April. Birthstone for April, honey?
Diamond.
Yeah. No, not if you're Jewish. It's a sapphire.
Well, I'm Roman, glad I'm not Jewish.
Sapphire, Arabic, sapphire, Hindu, diamond.
Huh.
If you May birthstone, the month of May, not anti-May, May, it's emerald. Unless you are of another tradition. And then you've got an agate. What's an agate? A-G-A-T-E, agate. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah.
And then emerald for the others. So it's interesting to see the different ones. July, do you know what the July one is? Just FYI.
No.
Ruby.
Mm.
Jewish and Roman, onyx. Arabic, something called a Karenian. Karenian. And then Hindu is sapphire. So that's kind of a cool chart. JewelryCenter.com/birthstonescharteinfo.asp. You have to capitalize the B in birth, the C in chart, and the I in info.asp. We'll put that up on our site. But that's out this hour's Bookmark This.
Online tonight.
Hey, it's the Smart sitting in for David Lawrence at 1-800-39-ONLINE, 1-800-396-6546, our toll-free telephone number. Get into our contest where we're going to be giving away lots of great stuff by sending your email to radio@smartfamilyshow.com. So we've been talking to guests and people that are on the Macworld show floor. It looks like Macworld was pretty intense this year. Steve Jobs appeared on CNBC where he talked about the great MacBook Air. And here's one of the little rumors that he debunked. I don't know if you noticed this on Monday, but according to the Chinese mobile carrier, they said that the talks have been off with Steve Jobs. And apparently it annoyed him enough that he decided to comment on it on CNBC. And he said, how can the talks be off when I haven't talked to anybody over there yet? The talks haven't even really started. We had one guy come over here from Chinese Mobilecom or whatever the name of the company is. And he came to the Cupertino campus like once,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't talked to him since. So how can the negotiations be off when I haven't really even started them yet? So he felt compelled to share that. Yeah, good point. But you know what? Doesn't he have other people maybe that are doing some of these negotiations for him, and they may not be telling him the bad news? You know, some CEOs don't see every single thing that's going on. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that those are probably really important, and that he probably would be involved. So maybe he's right. I don't know. Maybe it's just spin. Who knows? I think you can see some of his interviews at CNBC. If you haven't already, go to apple.com, and you can watch the keynote live. Not live. You can watch the keynote being streamed to your computer. You do need QuickTime on a Mac or a Windows machine, and you can watch the 2 hours and so many minutes, including the ramblings of Randy Newman, and some beautiful singing too. He did some singing, which was nice of him to do.
The one was nice.
You didn't like the first one because it was too political.
If you want to see it.
Why is it that the politicians look at the sky and then they don't know why it's red from the blood that they shed? I mean, I think he's great when it comes to the Disney movies, like the Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm.
But his other songs are very, very interesting.
Strange.
I don't know. I've never been a big fan of his regular stuff. I like his movie stuff, but I've never been a big fan of his regular stuff. See, I can tolerate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Short people.
Did he do that?
Yes, he did.
No reason. I was very short until my senior year in high school. I was 4'8". Until I was between my junior and senior year, I grew almost a whole foot.
And when you came back, people are like,
hey, who's that?
And when you went back to school the next year, you had a third foot?
No.
People must have made fun of you.
I went from a size 3 to a size 7 in 3 months. And people did not recognize me when I got to class. So.
Randy Newman also did the anthem for the L.A. Convention and Visitors Bureau.
How's that go?
I love L.A.
I love L.A. I don't think that he did it for them. He did it for something, and then
the city said, hey, it's our song.
Yeah, by accident.
I don't know if it's actually their anthem.
Do you remember
the
video?
They use it. It had celebrities. Did it have celebrities in it?
No, he was in a convertible car.
Yeah, he was driving around the palm trees.
Yeah, I used to go to auditions on that road like week after week after week.
That's in Beverly Hills, right? That's the same street that they filmed all the time in the Beverly Hills cop movies.
I don't know. I don't need another banana in the tailpipe. Eddie Murphy's so funny.
Every time anybody mentions Beverly Hills or L.A., you see that one street with the palm trees.
That's true.
There's only one street that looks exactly like that with the palm trees lined on both sides where it's that certain width.
There's two very famous roads in Hollywood, in Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive and Sunset Boulevard. So
yeah, I don't think
those.
It's either one of those.
You're listening to Online Tonight. Stay tuned.
I'm Jennifer Smart, and I've got some great news for kids and adults this holiday season. Thanks to HP, you can amaze your friends and relatives with your creativity. Tired of being stuck with the templates your local store offers for your holiday photo cards? HP's Activity Center offers a variety of designs so you can print your own for free. And if you like to send holiday newsletters like we do, HP has cool designs for those too. If you're looking for fun decorating and gift ideas, the HP Activity Center has them. You can make your own ornaments, gift wrap, packages, and even little photo albums you can send to your friends and family. And don't worry if you're not the crafty type. You get great directions on how to make them, and you can choose your project from easy to difficult. All of these great ideas for a creative holiday season are available free online from HP's Activity Center. Visit the HP Activity Center at hp.com/go/smartcreations to make something special today. That site again is hp.com/go/smartcreations.
And now a game time.